Starmie, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
You are looking
pretty
good.
You look like you've lost like
1,000
pounds.
I did. 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds. That's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well, it's
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
That's in the air to center. Back at the wall. It is gone. What a start. Dexter Fowler, hello, in game 7. 1-0 Chicago. Ross flies one into center. Sends Davis back at the wall. Made it 6-3. Zobrist stands a base hit. Cubs will take the lead. Almora dig into the plate. Zobrist delivers 7-6 in the 10th. That's a base hit. Rizzo scores. Zobrist is held. 8-6 Chicago. Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play.
It is an honor to present the World Series trophy, and this one is really historic. Your fans waited 108 years, and you delivered in style with an amazing comeback from down 3-1. So, Tom, Theo, Crane, Jed, and Joe, congratulations.
I just want to say this real quick. Hey, the Cubs are World Series champions!
Beautiful.
Gosh, dude.
What a lucky break. The good Lord wants the Cubs to win.
Harry Carey.
Oh, man.
Beautiful game last night. I watched the entire thing. It was just...
You did?
No,
glorious.
He did not.
Man, it is inspiring. I went to sleep when they were tied.
I stayed up for every... Sam Swan, we were texting back and forth, and he's like, you going to make it, buddy? Are you going to go to bed? And I'm like... I just brushed my teeth. I'm in my PJs. I don't care if I'm sleeping on this couch.
Did you let your kids stay up and watch it?
Oh, man. They made it to the...
They passed out.
They made it to the 8th inning, and it was like... Dude, it was a long game.
Yeah.
They made it to the 8th inning and just couldn't make it anymore. And Brody was asleep on the floor, and it was like, let's just put him in bed. Let him go to bed. Mm. And, we're like, if anything crazy happens, we'll come get you. And so when Rajah Davis hit that home run to tie it in the bottom of the 8th, we ran upstairs to get them, and they were like...
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Go Cubs, go!
Is that Bill?
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today.
That's Brett Eldridge.
Go Cubs, go!
Dude.
Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today.
You know, and a lot of Indians fans, not all of them, but they interviewed some of the Indians fans.
Yeah.
And they were happy because it was just such a great series.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, if the Cubs had lost that game, it would have been sad, but it would have been okay because that was one of the best World Series I've ever watched. And it captivated a nation, and everybody watched, and it was cool to share that with my kids. It was just good baseball.
Great baseball.
Oh, so good!
Great baseball. I actually made it, I think, 4 innings. I watched straight through, and then my kids got mad at me and said to shut it off.
It was a really, really good game. There were some interesting choices by Joe Maddon, their manager. And I'll tell you what, Joe Maddon was a coach for the Angels when we won the World Series. Mm. So I'm a huge fan of Joe Maddon. He's the head manager, and he still to this day carries around an Angels hat with him everywhere he goes. And it's not because he loves the Angels organization, although he did. He coached there for years. But his dad, when we won the World Series in 2002, the Angels, his dad had an Angels hat, and when he passed away, it was a hat that his dad had when they won the World Series, Man. And he takes it with him everywhere he goes. And so he says he still, you know, still talks to him and decision making and whatnot. It just, I really like Joe Maddon. He made some really questionable calls last night, but they won. Yeah. And so,
well, he was in that football game for so long, and then he transitioned.
That's
to
John.
Baseball.
That's John Maddon.
He's trying to do
different,
a Tebow.
Different guy.
And,
totally
I don't
different
know
guy.
If it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen apparently still cool with the Cleveland Indians after all.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, they didn't invite him to throw out a ceremonial first pitch, but he did fly to Cleveland to see Game 7 yesterday.
Nice.
He said he packed a bag of essentials for his Rick Vaughn character from Major League and tweeted, quote, "Fear not, Believeland. My bag is packed."
Yeah, it was great. Did you see the photo of his bag?
Yeah.
He had his glasses. Yeah. It was great.
Cubs win!
It was just so cool to see, man. And then you got Bill Murray on the field just crying after the game, and John Cusack and all these people. But for me, it was seeing the 80-year-old in the stands just weeping, you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Sam Swan, he's 100 years old. We were texting back and forth last night, and he just knew that all that emotion.
We got to call him this morning.
I got to see the Facebook Live feed of the script writers, and they were so excited. They were so happy.
They did a really good job.
The weather makers with the rain delay.
Yes.
Everybody just did really good.
Oh, man. When it went rain delay, I wanted to cry myself.
All the behind the scenes people. Everybody did a good job, guys.
Well, the movie is coming out next year.
Yeah. Disney. Disney.
So great.
How about that one guy
who
predicted it in his yearbook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's he doing now?
You heard it here first.
We got to find that
2016
guy.
Chicago Cubs World Series champions.
Yeah. There's also, I think this is somebody else. Someone else predicted the Cubs Indians World Series back in 2014. He's got the handle, his Twitter handle is at Rays Fan Geo. He took to Twitter on the 4th of November 2 years ago and said, quote, "2016 World Series, Cubs versus Indians, and then the world will end with the score tied in Game 7 in extra innings. Hashtag apocalypse." Yeah.
No way!
He says he tweeted it the day manager Joe Maddon signed with the Cubs. A couple weeks before that, he opted out of his contract with the Rays.
Yep.
And incredibly, this person not only had the Cubs-Indians part right, he also had it extending to Game 7 and then
extra innings.
Yeah.
Wow, everybody get right.
Got rain delay.
Jesus is coming back today, apparently, according to that Twitter account.
Yeah, I mean, we're a week away from the election. Apocalypse. Right there, guys.
It's a perfect time for the apocalypse.
Beautiful. Sign of the times.
Beautiful.
What if that was true? What if it was like, because we're about to vote for Hillary or Clinton? I mean, for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And then Jesus was just like, psych! I'm not going to do that to you guys. Hey, check it out. Come on.
It's funny, too. I read another story. There was, and this is all a bunch of hooey, but there was this, a blind mystic lady from some foreign country, and she predicted so many things. She predicted 9/11. She predicted like all this insanity, and straight up she predicted that Obama would be the last president, and the reason he would be the last president?
Because the Cubs won?
No.
Oh.
Is because he would come forward and confirm the existence of aliens.
Oh, what?
Okay. He would confirm the existence of aliens, and they, like, literally everybody would be like, well, dang, what do we do now? And so the whole, like, Republican-Democrat thing would fall apart, and there would be this effort to have, like, now everybody's going to go, I knew it! One world government, because it's like, well, we're not alone in the universe, so we got to get all, you know, get it all together and whatever. But Yeah, it's also, she also predicted a bunch of really crazy stuff. Like the reason that they were coming, that the whole alien thing happened is so they could help us learn how to live underwater.
Did you hear that from Daniel?
No.
Okay.
I read
because
about it.
When you guys were gone, Daniel and I, we were talking, and he started telling me, you know, about the alien thing and how it could fit in. And he said, listen, I don't know. Of course, this isn't biblical or anything, but he was saying it's a possibility that they're going to come out and say that aliens exist. We have the proof, and that that's going to be how, you know, the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The end's going to...
What's it called? The great...
deception.
The great deception.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a huge thing.
Yeah, I've never read anything about
it. We used to talk about that in the House of Heroes, man.
Yeah.
Because Jared Rigsby, that played guitar for House of Heroes for a while, he was way up in that stuff. And it makes sense. It's like, if there is a great deception, the one thing really in our reality, like in our society, our culture now, that could really get everybody like, oh, okay, would be, oh, well, there's aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So now you guys have to all, you know, just worry about that.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be pretty insane.
It would. Yeah.
It'd be pretty insane.
No matter what, strange times for sure.
Yeah, speaking strange of strange, tonight, time. 8 p.m., Doctor Strange in theater.
Doctor Strange.
We have to go see it before the world ends, guys. We have to. Yeah, let's just go now. Let's go now. We're going to wait.
Sorry, Starmie, we're out. We got to go.
Gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah, that it's. There's that movie, and then.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge looks Gosh. Incredible.
I'm planning on seeing that this week.
And Trolls, which is the one you're
Go
excited about.
Trolls. Okay. Trolls. <There's...
laughs> No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, you keep playing that song. That's from Trolls.
Gosh.
Live line's open. You can text us 585-LIVE, 585-5483. Contribute to the show. Be a part of it with us. Tell us how you're feeling this morning with that old... World Series hangover, because it was so late last night.
Dude, it definitely was.
Just went on.
Forever.
Yeah. Dex, yeah. This morning, he texted and he said, so when did it start?
Yeah.
When did it end? That's forever.
Yeah.
So long. It is.
It started at 6.
It's literally the longest game in recorded history of any game of any sport forever.
Well, one thing I actually like about baseball, and it does make it a longer game, but I like that baseball isn't limited by time. It's limited by skill. Mm-hmm. And yeah, okay, 3 outs, but you can go, obviously, forever until somebody gets 3 outs.
You can go 4 outs.
Whereas
you can go 5 outs. You
basketball, can get many outs. Even hockey, football, everything is limited by a clock. All right, are you the best team in this hour, in these 4 quarters? But with baseball, you've got 9 innings, and you could go on and on and on and on, man.
You guys need to learn
Whatever.
You need to learn about my game. It's called barn yangling, baby.
Barn yangling?
Barn yangling.
Dude, my boys
it
are...
It's a huge hybrid. It's a huge hybrid game involving a kickball, and you have to do push-ups, and like you have
Is
to,
that real?
Yes, we made it up on tour.
Oh, okay.
This is a real...
So
very,
it's like
there
real,
are leagues
but
in
it's
other
not
countries.
Real.
No, we made it up. Ask Dawn about it. Ask her about barn yangling. It was the best game we ever
it's
made.
It's got push ups.
Waverly, we had a reputation in Waverly, especially early Waverly. We would just make up games. We had.
Well, how do you play it?
Froggy Winks. We had barn yangling, baby.
We'll go back to barn yangling. What is that?
Are you ready? Do we have time? We got time.
We got time.
It's a little. Extensive. So you stand in a circle.
Okay.
You have, and everybody's just for themselves. You're not on a team. Every man for themselves. You stand in a circle. You have a kickball. Maybe a soccer ball, but you want a kickball. And you have to stand with your legs apart in a squat stance for CrossFitters.
Yeah.
So your legs are apart. And you roll the ball to try to make it under someone else's legs.
Okay.
That's how we start. No.
Oh.
No blocking.
Okay.
That's how
you're
we start.
Just squatted.
Yeah, and so as long as you, if you make it under somebody's legs, everybody else has to do 10 push-ups.
10 push-ups?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
If you miss it, you have to do 10 push-ups, or if it stops short. And so,
how far apart are you?
You need to be patient. Hey, shut your voice up, and let me explain the rules.
Okay.
So every time you roll it, you back up 2 feet.
Oh.
Oh.
If you make it, you have to say Barn Yanglin, baby.
Uh-huh.
If you don't say that, you have to do 20 push-ups.
Oh, man.
And I think the rule was everybody had to say it. And if every, like, whoever didn't say it, 20 push-ups.
Oh.
So, you back up, and Dawn will correct me if I'm wrong. She's listening right now, because she remembers the rules better than I do.
Man.
We made this up at some pastor's house in, I want to say we were in Lubbock, Texas.
Yes.
Seriously. I think it was Lubbock. Maybe she'll remember. So anyway, yeah, it gets better and better because eventually you get, like, you can get out, and I think you get three misses. If you miss three times, you're out. And so you still have to keep backing up.
Yeah.
And so the circle gets wider and wider, and there are less and less people.
Mm.
So by the end of it, the winner has done a billion push-ups.
Yeah.
You've all done a billion push-ups. And then one person has to, like, use skill to roll it through somebody's legs way far away.
How do you win?
Yeah, it's...
It comes down to the last person that makes it through somebody else's legs.
Okay. I like that.
You know, I guess I just need to play because
it's
it sounds
awesome.
Really dumb.
It's such a fun game. And you're exhausted.
I bet.
You are exhausted.
Well, when you start, how far apart are you?
You stand a good, like, I don't know, like 10 feet from each other.
Okay.
So it's not hard to make it, but then, like, as you back up and people start getting out, it gets really difficult to aim.
That'd be a good game for kids in PE class.
It's awesome. I like it. We had a good time.
All right.
Barn Yanglin, baby.
Dude, speaking of kids, my wife texted me about 10 minutes ago to let me know that my children are currently up watching the World Series because they went to bed in the eighth inning. We started recording. So they have no idea.
Oh, really? They
yeah.
still don't know?
They have no idea.
Oh,
wait,
that's
Dawn
cool.
just texted.
They are watching the game.
That's cool.
She says, you're so tired.
I'm so tired.
What did you miss? What did you not get right?
No, I think I got it all right. Well, she's listening on a delay.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll
true.
Get it in 40
that's
seconds.
That's true.
You just sound so tired, Tao.
I do sound a little sleepy, huh?
Dude,
but I feel
I
great. Am... Why? Cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Every day.
We got a big show for you guys.
Yes.
Frank Stallone going to be on the show.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yes. I had already forgot.
Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone, is going to be on the program today.
And who guessed it? Or you guessed it. Frank Stallone. Did you do a montage?
I didn't do the montage.
Come on,
I
man.
Forgot about the montage.
I think my favorite part about Frank Stallone being on the show is yesterday when we had a meeting with our boss, and he said, hey, man, any big things? What's coming up? What are we doing? We're like doing our meeting. And you said, hey, we got Frank Stallone on Thursday. Mm. And he goes,
Uh-huh.
And who is he? Well, he's Sylvester Stallone's brother. Well, yeah, obviously, I know that. But I mean,
but who is he?
But like, who is he? Like, what? Why?
What do you mean, who is he?
What does he do?
Also,
like, what is he? What?
I don't think this is big band. Somebody described it as big band.
No,
it's not big band.
No, I said, it's like Sinatra, but I was being funny. And then he goes, big band. And I was like, I'm just going to leave it.
It's not big. This is like, what, 70s pop?
Well, it says his explosive voice.
Adult contemporary.
There you go,
and
adult contemporary.
From comedy to drama and rock to blues to big band leaves audiences entertained and captivated.
Well, here's the thing.
This isn't big.
He's going to listen because he loves big band. And so then Steve-O's going to get fired because he lied to our boss.
I didn't lie.
Yeah, that's true. Probably true.
He's got a song that's kind of like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, okay.
Does he? Let's see. What's it called, Steve-O?
It's called Only in the Night.
Name his last three albums.
Wanting.
Quit saying you're a fan.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
Dude, that's all.
This is all Dex today, man.
It's all me.
He booked this one.
Our buddy Drew, he retweeted somebody last night and said, oh, you're a baseball fan? Name the last three albums. Because everybody was baseball last night. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
It says he got Best Original Song for Far From Over. That song became massive, became number one around the world, stayed on the top of the charts for more than 4 months. What? I got to look up that song.
What's it called?
Far From Over.
Far From
See if you can
over.
Find that.
Far From Over. Frank Stallone.
Number one around the world? Sometimes these guys are huge in other countries.
It's true. It's like, what's his face?
David Hasselhoff.
Wait, was this in? It was. This is the one from Staying Alive.
Okay, he wrote this song. Is that him?
That's him. You made your choice and now
my chance is over. Big band, man. I thought
I was in. Yeah, this and Jesse's girl.
You put me down and say I'm gone.
good song.
But I am far from over.
All right.
Give me something.
Wait, we gotta get in the chorus.
I need it all cause I'm all right. I am running over. Back in the race.
Oh, come on, man.
Back in the race.
Dude, as we listen to the glorious sounds of Frank Stallone, shout out to our friends Claire and Brandon Thigpen. They are hardcore East Coasters and even hardcore-er baseball fans. No, they're just texting in the fact that there were those of them who watched an extra innings World Series game because it was historic on the East Coast.
Oh,
I went to bed at 11.
Oh.
Dude, what time was it?
So it was like 1.
Oh. This is a good song.
No, it's not.
I can see why it's number one.
No, it was not. This was on the Battletoad soundtrack for the Sega Genesis.
Battletoad.
Listen to it. Okay.
Nice, Dex.
He's definitely better looking than his brother Sylvester, that's for sure.
Whoa.
And apparently Frank likes to impersonate his brother as well, so we'll probably get to hear him.
Yeah, I've got a... There's a clip right here of him impersonating his brother.
Okay, good. We'll talk to Frank Stallone coming up around 8:20 this morning. It's going to be great.
I know you're so excited.
Dude, I went to bed when everybody was partying, and apparently last night, somehow, Fox Sports at one point, they lost their reporter, and Bill Murray stepped in with the Fox microphone and interviewed the Cubs.
We got to find
in the clubhouse.
Man, they didn't lose their reporter. He walked up, and the reporter said...
Yeah, it's all you. I'm done.
The time has come.
Will you take my microphone?
Bill Murray is like, he's that person.
He's the greatest.
He's that human being that can walk in a room and no matter what is happening, like there's a guy playing the piano, Bill Murray walks in, the guy gets up and says, please.
Yeah.
But then Bill Murray can.
Yep.
Whatever it is, he can. You know what I mean? Like, he walks in. The other person that's like that, two other people, Prince, Michael Jackson.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? And they're that's both true. Gone. So now we just have Bill Murray.
All right, we got to take a break. Big show today. 585 Live if you'd like to text in. We'll be right back.
Game 7 of the World Series between the Indians and Chicago Cubs.
Bill Cosby's pretrial hearing. His lawyers are trying to have sexual assault charges dismissed. They argue his eyes are so bad he can no longer identify his accusers.
Trump in Orlando.
Next Tuesday, we will have one last glorious surprise for the pundits, the politicians, and the special interests when we win and return the power back to the people.
President Obama rallying for Clinton in North Carolina and hitting the GOP hard, saying Republicans only promise more gridlock.
You've got some Republicans in Congress who are already suggesting they will impeach Hillary. She hasn't even been elected yet.
Police in Iowa are revealing more information about Scott Michael Green, the 46-year-old man arrested in the deaths of two officers in the Des Moines area overnight.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
6:34.
Oh, I didn't even check the high today, guys. We were so caught up in our cubby high. High today of 68 degrees.
Oh.
How the rubs?
They good out there?
Rubs are good right now. But it was raining earlier. So if you're getting out and about, be careful. Don't get caught up in that rain. But you look at traffic.
Traffic!
3 days until daylight saving ends. 43 days until Star Wars Rogue One. Tonight, Doctor Strange.
Oh, man.
8 days until Veterans Day. And on this day, 154 years ago, in 1862, Dr. Richard Gatling patented the machine gun. Nice. You know it as the Gatling gun.
Gatling gun.
59 years ago on this day, in 1957... the first dog was shot into space. The Russians launched the second man-made satellite, Sputnik 2, into orbit with a dog named Leka as its passenger. It was a one-way ticket. Well, we're still floating up there in space somewhere.
That's right.
How old is Dolph Lundgren today?
Dolph Lundgren?
How old is he?
55.
Universal Soldier, Expendables. He has a master's degree in chemical engineering. Steve-O?
Yeah.
How old is Dolph today?
90.
90. Yeah, you nailed it. 90. Yep, good job. 59.
Oh, close. I mean, Universal Soldier, man, he's timeless, so you can never tell. I thought that was a little high.
How old is Adam Ant?
50.
61.
62.
Dang, dude.
Adam was placed in a psych ward twice.
Wow.
In 2002 and 2003. It all started when he walked into a bar, got mad when people made fun of his cowboy hat. Some of them even started humming the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. He ended up throwing a car alternator through the bar window and threatening patrons with a World War II era starter pistol. So he threw an alternator through a bar window and then started threatening people with this old World War II pistol.
It's a good thing to throw.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I kind of like that song, though. Goody Two-Shoes?
Yeah.
Giddy-giddy. Frank Stallone on the show later.
Beautiful. Are you so excited?
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
So excited.
Of course, we'll call our friend Sam Swan. He's one of the biggest Cub fans ever. And I'm sure he probably didn't even sleep last night.
Man.
He probably was so excited.
We've already been texting. He's up. We're all sleepy. Woo!
I also want to talk to the Starmy about energy drinks.
Oh, yeah, dude. I saw this story yesterday.
Yeah. This is. I used to be a big fan of energy drinks. I used to drink them all the time for many years, actually.
So did this other guy.
Yeah. Wait till you find out what energy drinks can do to you.
Dude.
They're not good.
I had an energy drink once, and I thought my heart was going to explode. I seriously won't touch those things.
Ugh. Yeah, that's bad.
I happen to know a friend that we finally helped kick his habit because it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He was up to like 7 a day.
7 a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that what you were drinking? Seven?
No.
7 or 8?
I had one a day.
I mean.
There was a time
years
ago.
One the size of my forearm. Energy drinks are huge.
That's true. There was a time where I was drinking 2 a day. I never went 3. Ever. I never drank 3 energy drinks a day.
Gosh.
But I would always drink at least one, and halfway through the morning show, I would probably crack open a second at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It was, oh.
You gotta
can't
be
tell you how different I felt when I kicked those energy drinks. We'll talk about it.
Yes. Let that sound. Sad news from the ABQ bio part. Zoo. The Tasmanian devil has died.
No way!
5-year-old Tasmanian devil on loan to the ABQ Biopark Zoo has died from natural causes over the weekend. They announced it Wednesday afternoon. The marsupial named Siler arrived in Albuquerque from the Healesville Sanctuary in Australia. Zoo officials said Siler showed signs of lethargy on Friday and was coughing. He died the next day. Dex, you are showing those same signs.
Oh.
The zoo will complete tests to determine what actually caused Siler's death, but early tests show it was just a natural death. In the wild.
There he is.
Oh, that is not.
There he is.
A Tasmanian devil.
That is Grand Peachy.
He's like.
That's him.
And then he died.
In the wild, Tasmanian devils have an average lifespan of 5 to 7 years. Siler is the second Tasmanian devil to die at the ABQ Zoo in the last 2 years.
Oh, no.
Investigators cannot identify what killed a Tasmanian devil in 2014, but it was initially believed the animal had been hit by a thrown object.
Oh.
Whoa, dude.
The zoo still has 3 Tasmanian devils.
Oof.
Man, that's sad.
That is sad.
Who would throw some... Man, jerks. Jerks. Just jerks.
We can't talk about the monster or energy drink thing because a Starmy member just said, great, I just bought 3 monsters.
I know.
He just spent $20.
All right, after today, person?
No, not after today.
No, after today.
Come on.
After today, you spent good money on those synergy.
Whatever. Trades. That's how people die, Bradley Knoll.
Bradley Knoll?
He was the lead singer of Sublime.
Yeah. He died from energy drink overdose?
No, he overdosed on heroin because he was like, he got straight. He was like, I got a daughter now. I'm going straight. And then he was on the road and it was like, one last time. Yeah, one last time. Died.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Hoon, Blind Melon. You want to go down that road?
Okay, you're comparing energy drinks to heroin.
Lane Staley, Alice in Chains,
the 27
All
Club.
Of the greats.
Come on.
A website called Napflix only plays videos that will put you to sleep.
We are watching a train pass by.
Someone created a website called Napflix.tv that basically looks like Netflix, but only plays boring YouTube videos that'll put you to sleep.
No, this is fantastic.
We got an hour-long video of model trains playing here in the background.
That's not a model train, is it? Oh, it is a model. Wow.
Man, you thought Godzilla was real when you were a kid.
So lifelike.
This would put me to sleep. If I watched this while I was in bed,
beautiful.
I'd go straight to sleep.
Can we post this for all of our...
we should.
All of our
friends. Post this on Facebook.
Have trouble sleeping.
Post it on Facebook.
Napflix.
Do you have the other video?
Which one?
The four-hour-long chess match.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Riveting.
Oh, we got a
sheep
Subway.
Sheep breeds.
Okay, we're going there. We're going to sheep
Get into the sheep breeds.
Here we go.
Then the search for cheap rangeland led the industry westward. And by 1900, the Rocky Mountain region had become the leading sheep section of the country.
My eyes are getting heavy.
What's happening right now?
Website.
In Las Cruces, some listeners are going, oh man, I took that class yesterday. Because it's the agricultural college. And that's what's happening right now.
Oh my gosh. They have a video on the Power Juicer Pro.
Intended.
Oh. Okay, Jack, this is a juice that we bought from the supermarket. A lot of people think
that
this is
fresh. It's going to put you right to sleep.
But it's been pasteurized.
That is beautiful.
You know, pasteurized. That one looks very exciting.
This is my favorite because these are all things you would watch at 1 a.m.
Chess
when
match.
You're trying to go to sleep.
Oh, wait, Central Park. Go to Central Park.
Oh, it's just...
See,
just
the sad thing about this one is it's real peaceful until you see somebody getting mugged in the background.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Oh, it's literally just like a...
Oh, this is beautiful.
A still... camera of Central Park.
31-minute video of just a lake.
Of ducks on a pond in Central Park.
I don't see the chess match.
Yeah, you lied.
Wow.
Look, click that arrow over here right above Juicer Pro.
There you go. There's cycling and
Klingon.
I have the top 10 most boring videos from Netflix if we'd like to go there.
Oh, man. Post that
Hi,
on
my
our
name
Facebook.
Is Mark O'Krand. What I do most of the time is I... oversee the creation of closed caption television programs
for
both local stations and networks and cable and so forth. But I also created the Vulcan and Klingon dialogue heard in Star Trek 2, 3, 4, and 5.
He's going to teach us how to speak
this
Klingon.
This poor individual has no life.
Are you kidding?
And we're
Guys,
about to watch it.
Netflix is revolutionized.
So that has
everything.
To be incorporated into the language too. Now, I came to Star Trek after that.
All right, let's get into
it. It's a little more complicated than that. Anyway, if you look around at all the different languages, there's all kinds of different orders these things can fall in. It doesn't have to be the way English is. And in fact, in some languages, it can be...
Wow.
We need to change this because I hate that person. I can't have hate in my heart.
You'll go straight to sleep, though.
Dude, okay.
You can't go to sleep and
you're
angry.
That's actually number 9 on the top 10 list of most boring videos on Netflix.
I'm trying this tonight,
you've,
guys.
You've got to post Dude, that list on our Facebook.
Number 10, are
Seriously.
You ready for this? Walking chicken. It's literally just a chicken walking around Minecraft for an hour.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Dude. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I'll skip forward. I feel like Teo would love this one.
Teo!
The Eagle Owl.
I love Eagle
The
Owls.
Lord of the Night. It's a nature video.
I'm the Lord of the Night.
About a night owl.
Promise wow. you guys I'm never
How about this? Curling. Canada versus Denmark. World Men's Championship 2016. It's a 3-hour curling match.
Beautiful.
Sports.
I it's not
it. Go
even.
Go to the left. Go to the
oh,
left.
Not gosh.
The Dex, Sorry. You scrolled all the way to the
well,
right.
I've already gone through all of them. There's anything else.
How about this?
New
if
content.
You, if, you
up
love,
at the top.
If you love Finding Dory, 3 hours of relaxing aquarium fish.
Oh, we're in new content.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
If you hit up that menu up there.
Oh, here we go.
Dude.
Sports, documental.
Do they have a
religion?
I was just about to say, number four is the solemn high
traditional Latin mass.
Oh, my
here
gosh.
Here it comes.
A lot of people are about to get, like...
If you're just joining us, we're going over the top videos on Napflix.
Napflix.
You heard that right?
That's right. This is a website dedicated to helping you fall asleep. And this is pretty good. And this one's so boring it won't even load.
See, that would put me to sleep if I just sat here and watched it buffer.
That's the trick, man.
Good news. The sheep breeds was number three on the all-time most boring list.
Sheep breeding is exciting.
Number two, a 10-hour timer countdown. That's it. It is a 10-hour video.
Can you switch it to
there
night mode?
No. Ugh.
Here
but,
we are.
But it's... Oh.
This is an hour and a half service
in Latin.
In Latin, which I attended when I was 9 years old with my grandpa Toth in San Diego. It was awful.
Is it the rain? No, that's just people walking, sitting down in the pew.
Oh. Nobody's mic'd? Oh, it's just like if you were actually
Wait.
There.
I call my mom.
Whoa!
Not Latin.
Whoa, not Latin.
Most of us probably do.
Gosh.
In a certain sense, Our Lady is our spiritual mom.
I just blacked
okay,
out.
Just
I just
it.
Blacked out.
Stop it.
What
stop
happened?
It now. Stop it now.
His voice is so soothing.
Gosh. Number one on the list of most boring videos on Napflix, it's basically a Netflix for people who need to go to sleep, is the BBC Two test card.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the BBC.
It's literally just an old
Walking
BBC
chicken.
Two test card. Yeah.
Flight Simulator. There's Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario World. You can just watch somebody playing Super Mario World.
This is so great. Music.
Music.
Napflix. This is it. No more Netflix when you're going to sleep. It's all Napflix.
I can't pose.
And it's free.
Why not? Does it have bad words in it? Dang it.
What?
All right, well, I've got the actual link.
Yeah, just put the link up, because that's completely clean, and, you know, if you have a hard time going to sleep, this is it.
This article is fascinating.
This okay. is it.
Let's move on, guys. A new study found 80% of the deals on Black Friday are the same deals as the year before. 80%.
Wow.
43% of the prices that the big stores promote in their ads are also identical. A spokesperson from Target explained their reason for doing that. Quote, Black Friday ads are intended to showcase the products our guests want. There are some that tend to be popular year after year. A retail consultant named Michael Appel has a different theory, though.
Appel show.
Quote, retailers regard Black Friday as a day when they have to protect their business. They will go with the tried and true as opposed to stepping out and trying to be innovative. It's like replaying your greatest hits. Mm. It's a compilation day of sales.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Love it. 27-year-old father took his 4 and 2-year-old out hunting in Oregon recently. The story goes that the father accidentally discharged his rifle while walking back to the truck, injuring the kids.
Oh.
The 2-year-old had a serious leg injury. The 4-year-old had a wound in his shin. Hey, Dex.
Hey, Tail.
Why'd you put this one in there?
Because I want to remind everybody to pray for Tam from Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yes.
She's going to go out hunting next Tuesday. She won't be here, and this will be her first time ever hunting.
Hunting's
something.
Dangerous with people that are not trained.
Well, and you know, her husband Tones, he
will live.
Yeah,
no, but they're giving Tam a rifle.
I know.
It's
I know.
A 30-06.
Very dangerous.
I know. So I hope.
I was quite proud of my wife. For our anniversary, we went and shot a Glock 19 handgun. At Calibers, and she crushed it, man. Yeah.
Going back to Netflix, we got somebody on the live line said, how many videos of professional baseball games are on that website?
Oh,
there were quite a few.
That's ironical, because that actually kept me awake last night. So it doesn't put you to sleep. If you like good things.
I fell asleep. Someone in Kansas stole a Kit Kat out of an unlocked car the other day. Nothing else. They left behind a note that said they really love Kit Kats.
Oh, man. Fail!
had to steal it.
Man.
Several people in Michigan claim they found nails and thumbtacks in their kids' Halloween candy.
Oh, come on. That's a lie.
Watch out.
That is a lie.
Really?
There's no way. People aren't that weird.
Talk to my wife.
Why?
Because she, there was a bunch of kids who got razor blades. They found, they were looking at the candy,
ooh,
and you could see somebody was injecting something with a needle into the candy.
Oh, no.
Talk to her about it. She lived it, man.
Steve-O, look at this. There's pictures here. A snickle ball. What a nail.
Oh, man. Whoa. See? There it is.
A thumbtack in this little...
That's messed up.
This patty here. This chocolate
patty.
Oh,
my gosh.
Look at that.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know, but... it says none of the tampered candy was eaten. The firefighter reported the tampered treats to local police, which warned other families with this Facebook post from Fremont Police Department.
Man.
That's scary.
It is scary.
I do not trust... okay, so was this opened candy?
It must have been. Well, yeah, it must have been, right?
I guess it had to be.
I mean, I guess you could have shoved the...
You don't eat the open candy.
Yeah.
That's rule number one about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could have spit on it. Random facts for Thursday. Let's jump.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
The guy who invented Velcro got the idea when he was walking his dog in the woods and saw how burrs were clinging to the fur.
God bless you, sir. I'm wearing my Velcro shoes right now.
You are, man. You got those buddies on.
Never have to tie my shoes.
That makes it so easy for
it
you
does.
In the morning.
I don't know why they aren't the most popular shoes in the world.
Saddest fact about that is I really did look down because I thought, I can't put it past them.
Dude, I believed it. Yeah. Some good old, like,
nothing wrong
Keds.
With Velcro. Yeah.
Boxers and their managers didn't originally throw a towel into the ring to give up. In the 18th and 19th centuries, they'd throw a sponge into the ring. I'm throwing in the sponge, guys. I'm out. Mm-hmm. The United States has only formally declared war 5 times. The War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II. The rest of our wars were technically just military engagements. And finally, the Chuck and Chuck Norris is not short for Charles.
What?
It's short for Carlos.
No! Stop
me?
It right now. What? His name is Carlos Norris?
If it's Carlos Norris.
Oh, man.
And those are my random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
No way.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Random
facts.
Carlos Norris.
Beautiful. What a beautiful name, Dad.
I don't know
that's
about that.
That's real.
Gosh, yeah. What a great name for a kitty cat. Carlos Norris. You can just call it Chuck for short.
Oh, man. That's real. I just Googled it. Carlos Ray Chuck Norris.
Ray?
Carlos Ray.
Oh my gosh, look, somebody put this, somebody sent us this. I found this in my kid's Twix. They separated a Twix over a handgun.
You just won today, buddy. If you would like Winter Jam tickets, you let us know. We'll hook you up.
Dude, seriously.
We got you back.
Write them back. I'll write them back.
If you want them, you got them.
Family 4-pack.
Yeah.
Because they are 4-packing.
If you would like Winter Jam tickets today.
That was incredible.
You win. Send us your info.
See?
Seriously.
You do great things like that, Star, remember? You get great things in return.
Amen.
All right,
amen.
Big show today. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. Cubs win! Cubs win! Want to hear from you guys out there. We'll talk energy drinks coming up. We have some good news. We have Frank Stallone on the show. We'll be right back.
All thanks.
Thanksgiving. An American holiday the rest of the world calls, why don't you just inject fat into your veins?
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing
Dex, Steve Oteo, thank you.
Well, thank you.
7-Eleven.
High today of 67 degrees. Traffic. Roads are looking silky smooth and full of nutrients. Have a great drive this morning. That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's a pleasure.
Hi.
It's a pleasure.
Dude, I am reading the saddest story in the world. Thank you, Claire Thigpen. You jerk.
Why would she send you such a sad story?
I mean, it's supposed to be heartwarming. It reminds me of the greatest show on television. It's called This Is Us.
You love that show.
Gosh! For those that question how deep it and how cool and how historic it is that the Cubs won the World Series, I'm reading an amazing article. Amazing. A dad drove to a cemetery in Indiana to keep a decades-old promise to his daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
He lives in North Carolina now, but he drove back to Indiana for Game 7 of the World Series. He got there. The cemetery gate was open. And he walked over to his dad's grave. He had his W flag that he's not supposed to fly until they actually won, but he believed. He told his sons, I talked it out with my boys forever. I let them know. But I told my daddy, we had a pact. When the Cubs, not if, when the Cubs got into the World Series, we would make sure we would listen to the games together. So he set up camp in the military section of the Greenwood Forest Lawn Cemetery after an all-day drive from North Carolina. His daddy died at age 53 in 1980. He was a Navy veteran. In World War II, he was a signalman. He was at Normandy, D-Day. He hadn't even turned 18 yet at that time, his daddy. He said, I think it was because when he was at boot camp at Great Lakes, he probably went to some games because Wrigley brought the guys out there for things like that. And it was the closest thing to big-time baseball he'd ever seen. And his daddy was a loyal Cubs fan. Gosh, dude.
You guys okay?
So he sat in the cemetery last night with his daddy, who died in 1980. And they watched Game 7 of the World Series together.
Man.
And he got to celebrate with his dad as his team won the World Series.
Oh.
Dear Lord.
Thanks for that one, Claire. Thank you.
Have an enjoyable commute on the train, Claire.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Man, that's crazy.
Cubs win.
Yeah.
Hi!
Hey!
1908, man, was the last time the Cubs won the World Series. And they had different things last night showing, you know, just how much has happened since the Cubs won the last World Series. Teo told me this morning that scientists had just discovered this thing called the atom.
They had just recently published papers, like, defining the atom. Like, really, you know, getting into it.
Yeah.
Because the theory of the atom had been around since ancient Greece. But it was like, hey, the atom.
Yeah.
Check it out, guys. That was like last week.
Gosh, dude. Oh, my allergies. I'm just...
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's good, man. Imagine that. His father passed away in 1980. 36 years. And he drove all the way from North Carolina to just drive to the cemetery to sit down on the grass with his daddy.
Did you guys ever make a pact with a friend growing up or a family member if they died, you'd do something?
Nope.
No.
I did.
What?
Yeah, my best friend David O's.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
We promised each other if one of us dies that we'd climb this giant mountain in Montana.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Like, one of us would climb the mountain. We're not going to spread ashes or anything. Just, you got to climb
that's
to the top.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to start coming up with themes like, hey, guys, if I die, my last wish is that you would hike the Lelouch Trail backwards, naked, in honor of me. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All on three. All in. All right.
Honestly,
just like dumb stuff.
If and the thing is with my best friend David Ose, I haven't talked to him in man, it's probably been 20 years almost. And
you better hike that mountain.
If he dies, I'll hike the mountain. I'll do it.
Good.
I made that pact. I'll do it.
Great. Now I got to think of pacts. I don't know. I said a lot of dumb things as a kid.
I was in high school when we made the pact. I don't even know what the heck.
No, that's a real one.
I don't know what we were thinking. Swan. We were looking at the mountain. It was so beautiful. And we just said, you know what? If one of us dies, we're climbing that mountain. You have to climb the mountain. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's like nothing. I mean.
Yeah.
I guess that's cool. Hiking a mountain.
Yeah, I guess.
In honor of your friend.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you do that, I'll drive with you to Montana and hike that mountain.
It'll be quite the adventure, man. Unless there's wolves. There's grizzly bears. There's hillbillies. It'll be quite the adventure. It'll be great. Let's see. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Cubs.
Cubbies.
Here's a couple Cubs players who couldn't find the words. In fact, one of them even sounds like an auctioneer at the end. He's talking so fast and he's so excited.
I'm with Chris Bryant. Chris?
Oh, man. I knew he was fast. I knew how to get rid of it. It's wet out here, the longest game ever. Oh, my. That's one of the best games anybody will ever see.
Anthony. That's a game that we've talked about for a long, long time. What was it like to be a part of it?
I don't know, but it happened. It happened. Chicago, it happened. We did it. We're world champions, Ken. And that's it. We're world champions. I can't believe it.
Jason Hayward, top of the 10th inning, a rain delay. You call a team meeting.
I just had to remind them who they were. I just had to remind everybody who we are, who these guys are, what we've overcome to get here. Win or lose, we never worried about that. Approaching every day, beginning of every day, we never worried about win or loss. We just worry about how we're going to go out there, have fun, compete, be right there for the guys next to us, and not take the situation for granted. So I just had to remind them that, man, I'm proud of them. I say it all the time, but I'm proud of these guys.
Beautiful. That's good.
Man.
Good morning.
Hey, longtime caller, first time listener.
Hey, Bill.
What are you doing?
Weirdo.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi,
buddy. Bill.
Hey, Jesus didn't come back yet.
I know. It's
no,
weird.
Come on. I love that drop.
It's my favorite drop, Bill. It's my favorite drop.
Okay.
Love you, Bill.
No, seriously, Jesus won't come back until the Lions win the Super Bowl.
Okay. No, okay, well.
No, come on. No, come on.
Can't tell which. I know. I'm like.
Steve-O, somebody wants you to repost that story.
Yeah, I've had like multiple tweets or texts.
Seriously, I was thinking, you know, what if you were redheaded and you really were a stepchild? How would you feel?
Hang up on yourself.
Wait. Yeah.
Should we call Celeste?
No, I was just about to say, you know one of them.
And I want to know how they
Stop
feel
it.
About that.
You had one of them at your Halloween party.
Huh?
Celeste,
okay,
dude.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.
No, come on.
Oh, gosh.
Bill, hey, Bill, I love you.
We got a text on the live line. Can you guys give a shout out to my best friend, Brandon? He's currently living in Germany, working for the Air Force, and today is his birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Shout out.
Can you listen to us in Germany?
We did it. Yeah, dude, you can listen to us anywhere.
Anyone?
Hey, and check this out. Maybe, if you have the new iOS, you're getting a message with the Star app that says some of the content might not work because you've updated. It's because our app was tailored for the last iOS, and we are currently making some changes.
Really?
I was informed about this yesterday from Daniel, and it's exciting.
Really?
It's exciting to be exciting.
Okay.
So just heads up, everybody.
Good. Tomorrow on the show, David Crowder will be on with us.
That's not all.
Who else is going to be
Phil
in?
Phil Wickham.
Phil?
And Micah Tyler will be here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
Also, our friend Negan and our friend Morgan from...
Negan from The Walking Dead is going to be here?
Yes, no. Steve.
And Morgan, the dude with the
Both
stick.
Of them. We're so excited to have two guests from The Walking Dead right here on The Morning Invasion. Tune in tomorrow and you can tell that we're lying.
Yeah, Megan from ABQ heading home.
Yeah,
that's going to be a packed day tomorrow.
It's going to be a huge show.
Huge
show. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Frank Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's brother. Super excited about it. I know I've been pumping it up for a couple days now, and I'm probably going to disappoint a lot of people.
Hey, man. Good.
I hope not,
just
though.
Just so excited about that.
I hope it turns out to be a great interview because he's accomplished a lot in his life, and people need to know who Frank Stallone is. Mm-hmm.
Love you.
I love you.
I can't even.
Can't even what, Steve-O?
I don't know.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
This might not be the kind of memorial most people would want, but it's definitely not boring. And it wasn't boring. A 54-year-old guy in Ireland named Barney Brack,
beautiful,
passed away about a year ago. His family says he loved a good party, and he had a great sense of humor. Halloween was his favorite time of year. So they decided to go to a park in Dublin on Monday and scatter his ashes by turning them into fireworks.
Whoa.
What?
Ah! Oh, man!
That was beautiful.
There he goes. There goes Barney.
There he went, y'all. Bye, Barney.
They attached Barney to a bunch of bottle rockets.
Oh!
Hundreds of his friends and family showed up.
Woo!
For it.
I call that one Baby Bot.
One of his closest friends told a local paper that he was like the unofficial mayor of their town. Everyone liked him, and he would have loved the send-off he got. When I die, guys, I want you to attach me.
No, dude.
What? You don't even know what I want
to say? I already know it. No, but I've already decided what you're going to do. My wife sent me something a couple days ago, and I forgot to tell you guys about this, but it's what we are all going to do when we die.
Really?
Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
Well, I mean, we're a non-com station, right? And so we rely on listener support, you know,
have
to keep the station going. And we want to leave a legacy, right?
Okay.
Are we calling Buck Aaron?
From time to time, we like to do incentives and stuff like that. Think of this. When you die, how much do you think people would be willing to pay if the station could in turn give them Dex cups?
Dex cups?
Yeah.
Dex cups.
Define.
Did you sprinkle my ashes in like a?
Well, I can tell you this, Steve-O. I'm hundreds of years old, and I've had to fake die a few times. And I can tell you right now, after a couple of the times I had charity drives, and I only brought in like a couple hundred thou.
Think about this. You're at home. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday morning. A bowl of cereal. And a cup of coffee.
Tail, grab me my
wand. But not just any cup of coffee.
Hand me my wand.
Literally a cup of Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Cup of you, buddy.
Hey.
Keep it up. I'll turn you into a tortoise.
Do it right now.
Okay, this is real. Listen. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Dex,
there is a place called Chronicle Cremation Designs.
Ah, set out into a tortoise!
Wow!
Steve-O?
Whoa.
He's a tortoise.
But I bet this is better for his voice if you think about it.
Steve-O.
Hey, now he's
Steve-O.
Will he shut up though?
Oh my gosh, this is even more annoying.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, what is he doing?
Let me turn him back. Hold on. Forgot to turn that one down.
This is why they call you the magic man.
If you could store my wand.
Right, Steve-O just squeaked.
Oof.
Like a child.
Is your voice better? Is your voice better?
You sound like that rabbit on Monty Python.
I couldn't help but giggle because my voice was so weird. Did you guys remember that one time Dex turned me into a turtle?
It sounded like you were
saying,
wow.
I feel like it was more of a tortoise, but...
Yeah, what were you doing to that other tortoise?
What? Dude, this is real. A pottery shop in Santa Fe, New Mexico is turning human remains into coffee mugs, bottles, and bowls.
Enough said.
Wow.
Come on, guys. You wouldn't want to drink out of me?
Yeah.
terrifying.
If I die first, you guys, I want you to make coffee mugs out of me.
You got it, dude.
Just like for all of my closest family and friends.
Hey, Dex, look at me real quick.
Yes?
Turn his mic off. Tell him yes.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. He's going to be dead. It's not going to matter what we do.
That's true. Yeah, that's so true.
Always promise.
Yep, we'll do it, Steve.
Yeah, we got it. Come on, man. An entire set of dinnerware.
That's perfect.
You could eat off me.
Great news for
the public. It gives new meaning to the term body shot. Am I right?
All right, I'm in. I'm in.
Can we record that and save that?
You mark the time down, the date.
Let's see. It was 7:26, 7:26, about 7:26:30.
Oh, man.
I have a whole catalog.
Beautiful.
Okay, I'm obviously being funny, but this is real life.
Yeah, people do weird stuff like this all the time. They put their ashes in tattoo ink. They smoke ashes. Like, they smoke like a cigarette.
No, yeah, I got you. I understand.
A heater?
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I didn't, smoke in the campfire or something.
There's a company that will turn your ashes into diamonds, says the live line.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Man, that's like every millennial kid's theme song is being a diamond of some sort.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
I kind of want you guys to do what the Vikings did with my body. Put me out on a little raft, push me out into a lake, and then somebody with the bow and arrow that's, they light the arrow on fire.
No,
and
dude. Imagine. See, that's just a one-off. That was just, like a little quick firework. Nothing. A coffee mug, man. You drink out of it every day.
No.
A cup of Joe. Literally.
A cup of Joe.
The live line says, that Cubs win was for Ernie Banks, Ryan Sandberg,
yes.
Rick Sutcliffe,
yep.
Billy Williams,
uh-huh.
Billy D. Williams?
Yeah.
Andre Dawson, Ron
We're just
Santo,
throwing that in there.
Sammy Sosa, what? Kerry Wood, .. So I'm assuming there's more. Who are those?
They're like
former
cup
players.
People.
Former Cubbies. Former Cubbies.
Don't call them a player. They just crush a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. Santa Fe's doing this, huh?
Santa Fe's doing it. It is a local story.
How much do they charge?
Oh, I don't
can't
know.
Say that.
Oh, that's true.
But he's already getting several calls from people wanting to do this. What's weird is he said he collected the bones of 200 people, created a ceramic glaze
Beautiful bones.
He glazed a set of dinnerware, and the project was made to infuse a sense of mortality in everyday moments of life. So he was doing this for an art project. It wasn't supposed to be like a business. But since then, people have been asking him to turn their remains into kitchenware that can actually be used. This is real.
Hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
No. Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
I just wanted to have a sports minute and say go Cubbies.
Yeah!
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Cubs win.
Cubs win. It was phenomenal. It was worth staying up way too late for.
Go Cubs.
Yeah. Cubs win.
Hey, Chicago, Cubs win. What do you say? Cubs are gonna win too. Go Cubs go.
Did you guys see instantaneously after the Cubs won, there were two businesses that were pretty smart, Nike and Budweiser, oddly enough. Like, immediately the next commercial break, and it was a commercial from, like, the 80s of Harry Carey, like a Budweiser commercial from the 80s that they kind of didn't really reimagine. It was just the original, but it was like, congratulations. And then this Nike commercial that was, like, putting to rest the someday because someday the Cubs will win the World Series, and that someday was today. And it was this little boy out in Chicago by himself.
Why was he in Chicago by himself? That poor child. Is he okay? Chicago is a dangerous city. Never let your children loose in Chicago.
Oh, man.
They were both
fantastic.
They don't call it the Windy City for nothing.
My allergies kicked up hard last night.
Is Sam Swan up?
Yo, he's been up since like 4 a.m.
Let's try to get a hold of him and we'll come
this
back.
This is Sam Swan's Christmas.
Yeah. Sam Swan, one of the biggest Cubby fans ever. 585 Live, if you'd like to text the show. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
This is the best day ever!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Game 7 of the World Series between the Indians and Chicago Cubs.
Bill Cosby's pretrial hearing. His lawyers are trying to have sexual assault charges dismissed. They argue his eyes are so bad he can no longer identify his accusers.
Trump in Orlando.
Next Tuesday, we will have one last glorious surprise for the pundits, the politicians, and the special interests when we win and return the power back to the people.
President Obama rallying for Clinton in North Carolina and hitting the GOP hard, saying Republicans only promise more gridlock.
You've got some Republicans in Congress who are already suggesting they will impeach Hillary. She hasn't even been elected yet.
Police in Iowa are revealing more information about Scott Michael Green, the 46-year-old man arrested in the deaths of two officers in the Des Moines area overnight.
That was really sad.
Yep.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Thursday, 7:38.
High today of 67 degrees.
We have an accident at San Pedro Drive at Lomas Boulevard. Also out on the west side, Unser Road at Rainbow Boulevard. A lot of congestion on 25 southbound, which hop off of Paseo. Also, the Coors Paseo Interchange. And it looks like the, what is this? What's it? The Coors Bypass around Cottonwood, around that area. Lots of congestion. You guys be careful today. I'm Charlie H. Traffic.
We were talking about this guy who died and his family and friends. They cremated his body and then put his ashes in fireworks. Lit it off for Halloween. He loved Halloween, so they just had a big party where they shot him up and watched the beautiful fireworks. A lot of people chiming in. A lot of people are sick, twisted individuals out there, I tell you what, I just say it.
Yep.
A lot of weirdos out there.
Okay.
Steve-O wants to make us into pottery.
Yeah, man!
Steve-O wants to make us into pottery!
Not just pottery, dishes, okay? Look, the new Beauty and the Beast, which, by the way, did you see the first image of Beauty and the Beast dancing together?
Love it.
Looks dope.
It looks heartwarming.
Yeah, it looks good.
I am
looks
excited.
Really good. Looks really, really good. Anyways, imagine, if you will, us as dinnerware, as they sing Be Our Guest, and people are literally drinking coffee out of us.
Yeah.
It's great, man.
Soup de jour, hot dogs.
Listen.
Well, we only live to serve.
Right now, we are the Morning Invasion.
No.
We wake people up in the morning with hilarity, with challenging thoughts, with love and humor and joy and joyness.
Fine.
Imagine being able to wake up future generations by letting them drink coffee out of us.
He handed me my notebook over there.
Yeah. No.
7:40 a.m.
I think it was. No, it was actually 7:39 and like 50 seconds.
Write this down.
Okay. I'm writing.
Yeah. Okay, Steve-O, go ahead.
Hey, there's a wreck on eastbound I-40 right around the river. Heavy, heavy, heavy traffic, I am told. You guys be careful. If you're stuck, roll your window down. Tell your friends to listen to 88.3.
It is weird, but is it? Because, yeah.
Dinner plates?
Come on.
Dinner plates made of ashes?
Well, it's just the glaze.
It's just
So you know it's not going to like...
So it's just the part that actually touches the food. Got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's gross.
Come on, man!
No. I don't even want to be cremated.
Steve-O is weird.
I'm not weird. Liveline's blowing up.
I'm not weird. I just want to eat food off dishes made out of dead people.
How about this? Somebody just chimed in on Liveline and said, when my ex-boyfriend passed away 3 years ago, he was cremated. His ashes were put into a pot with a baby tree, and it was planted at his dad's farm.
Now, I'm fine with being a tree. I'll be a tree all day long.
Yeah, I'm okay
but you won't be a coffee mug?
No. Coffee mugs are breakable. Trees are forever.
Listen, as an adult, I know how expensive dinnerware is. If I can continue to provide for my family in new ways after I'm dead,
here's
that'd
what
be
will
awesome.
Happen. This is what will
be
happen.
A tree.
No,
and hold on.
Provide.
I will. Let me make the case.
Dust.
Let me make the case why becoming a tree is better than a coffee mug.
Not just a coffee mug.
Okay, then dinnerware. What's going to happen is my wife or children, whoever has my coffee mug.
Yeah.
They're going to be moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pack me up into a box, and then they're going to forget about me or misplace me, and I'm going to be stuck in a box forever.
Well, I mean, okay, that's the dumbest argument, because if you
want to be packed away in a box?
Okay, you literally just said you don't even want to be cremated, so what, you want to be buried in a box forever?
No, I want to be buried in a tree.
You want to be buried in a tree?
Yes. I want the roots to be coming out of my heart.
Steve-O, the saying is dust to dust, not dust to dust to collecting dust on top of the dust.
Okay.
And that's what's going to happen.
Come on, man. Just think about, like, Chip from Beauty and the Beast.
I don't want to think about our boss.
They drank from him, all right? And he was like, oh, your mustache tickles. Just saying, man.
Can we move on?
Imagine
this is
being
the weirdest conversation we've ever
this
had.
This is what we're facing.
I don't want to drink from Steve-O Cup.
I don't either.
I mean, your name just, it's fitting. A cup of Joe. It's literally a cup of Joe.
Starmie, that's my real name, Joe.
It's Joe. It that's your real name, Joseph.
But it would have to be Dex. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, it would.
So then you'd have to either be a plate, maybe a bowl for cereal. Oh, man. Yeah.
This is why I'm just not going to die.
Hand me
this
my wand.
This is too much. This
will you
is
hand
too
me my wand here?
No, guys.
I'll turn you
okay.
into, I will
no,
turn you in, okay,
no
I will turn you into a tortoise.
Make it happen.
Don't
test him.
Don't do it.
Okay, wait,
don't
wait.
Don't test him, Harry Potter.
Okay, here's a question.
I told him.
He is cuter this way.
I told him. You heard me, Starmie. I said I'd turn him into a tortoise.
You're
this
pretty
the second
intimidating
time this
with that magic wand. I'll give you that. Here, you know what, though? I got to ask him a question. Will you turn him back?
Wait, to Steve-O?
Yes, please.
I kind of want him like this for a while.
Why?
All right.
How was your experience?
Ah! Gosh! Will you stop doing that?
What am I doing?
Listen, the live line is asking real questions. So you won't be a cup because it's weird that people would drink out of you, but you'd be a tree. What if it was a fruit tree?
That's exactly
people
what I'm talking about.
Literally be eating your fruit.
Yes, amen.
All right.
Amen and amen. I would rather people do that than me be some mug collecting dust that nobody wants to touch because they're creeped out about it.
Somebody just chimed in and said they want to be a cupcake when they die.
Someone said on the live line, a Dex coffee cup will make your coffee taste like Big Macs.
Give him winner jam tickets.
Somebody else
Give
just chimed in and said, dinner on Dex. I mean, come on.
Dinner on Dex.
It'll be the first time ever.
How about a cup of
Sipping
coffee
from
on
Steve-O.
Me forever? If I'll guarantee you guys this. Look at me. Both of you. Physically look at me. If you make me into some dish, I will haunt your house. No. And then when you die, I'll kick your butt.
We don't believe in that, Dale.
Dude, come on.
No, I will come back as a ghost.
No, they,
I will ask special permission from the Lord, and he'll give it to
me.
Because
you know
I'm highly favored, and I will come back and haunt your tails.
So here's why we got started on this, Starmie. There is actually a company in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right here in our state, that the owner, Justin Crow, he accidentally discovered this because he was collecting bones of people. Yes. And he created a ceramic glaze using that, part of an art project. He glazed a set of dinnerware. Project was made to infuse a sense of mortality into everyday moments of life. Well, since then, people were like, hey, wait, can you do this for me when I die? And he's already gotten requests from family members who want their loved ones turned into dinnerware. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why?
Why is this guy, where did he get the bones? Can you just buy those online?
Mm-hmm. You just go to bonedaddy.com.
Gosh.
Hey, check this out, though. So
yeah.
We always break out the fine china at Christmas or at weddings and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Is that new meaning to grandma's fine china?
This would be how you have the perfect dinnerware set for Halloween. You take all of your dead relatives and make them into plates and cups and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you set that out for Halloween. You say, would anyone like to come over for All Hallows Eve dinner?
No, dude.
All of your relatives will be there.
You would always spend Thanksgiving dinner with your loved ones. Yeah. Always. You wouldn't have to go to a cemetery anymore.
Yeah, but that then later dude, on you get put in a box next year.
That dude later.
Put back in a box.
Earlier, who was at the cemetery with his dad watching the World Series, he could have just been drinking coffee out of his dad while watching the World Series. Okay. He wouldn't have even had to leave the armchair. I'm just saying, right. Make me into cups.
Mm. Any person that says, I'm just saying as much as you, should be worried.
Be very worried.
Well, the Liveline loves it. This is the most people have chimed in forever.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Since we're talking about death, can we talk about energy drinks?
Oh, yes, please. Let's get into it.
Because I know a lot of you right now, you're probably driving to the supermarket, to the gas station. So you can get your energy drink. I was that man. Stop it, Steve-O. I was that guy. I was the guy every morning
man.
That would drink 1 to 2 energy drinks.
Maybe 3.
For years.
You would,
no, never
dude,
3, really. Never 3.
I couldn't. You would
but they were
suck
the big
those
ones.
Things
they
down.
Were the big energy drinks.
Yeah.
They were the big ones. So this just came out. Man. A 50-year-old construction worker in Florida recently showed up at the hospital with he had stomach pain, nausea, a bunch of other symptoms. So he thought he had the flu. But they ran a bunch of tests that showed liver damage, and it turned out he developed acute hepatitis from chugging too many energy drinks. It's not clear if it was Red Bull or some other brand, but he'd been drinking 4 to 5 cans a day for 3 weeks. And essentially overdosed on B3 vitamins, also called niacin.
Niacin.
If you're wondering, hepatitis isn't just a virus you get from unprotected sex or sharing needles. In general, it means your liver is inflamed, and you can develop acute hepatitis from things like drinking or doing a lot of drugs. And this isn't the first time this has happened. A 22-year-old woman in New York was diagnosed with acute hepatitis in 2011 after she drank 10 energy drinks a day for about 2 weeks. But here's the good news. It's not permanent. The guy in Florida's symptoms went away about 3 days after he stopped drinking them, and the woman in New York recovered. So it's not too late, guys. I can't believe they drink that many a day. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Wouldn't you get... Like, don't you lose the taste for something after, you know, two? Man,
it tastes like Flintstones.
You know what though? What am I saying?
Vitamin.
I drink so much coffee.
Oh.
I drink so much coffee.
See, you need pipe down on that.
You know? Well, coffee's mostly water. That's mostly chemicals.
Yeah, but caffeine's terrible for you.
Well, I don't
ask my doctor.
I don't sing all the time.
I only have. Yeah, but you talk for a living.
Nah,
that's your profession.
I'm probably the quietest one in here.
You still talk?
There's a lot of bad things.
I know. I'm using sign language,
including caffeine.
Yeah. Guys, I can speak to this. I had to go to an ear, nose, throat specialist last week because my throat is jacked. I might have to go on vocal rest for weeks. Mm-hmm. How awful would that be?
I know.
My sister-in-law, she had issues. She was a singer. She had issues with her throat to where she had to have surgery, and she was put on vocal rest. But she's a talker just like me. A dentist had to wire her mouth shut.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she wouldn't stop talking.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, they're going to do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, they are. Hey, let's
go. What if they do?
Dex, turn his mic on. Hey.
Huh?
Do you have the doctor's number?
I do. I talked to him the other day.
Okay. What did he say?
He was telling me that Steve-O's not following anything.
Oh,
that
God.
He is. At, what?
Yeah, turn my mic back on.
Hey, also,
he's not following.
Earlier, when we were talking about the dishes made out of bones,
uh-huh.
I recommended that you go to bonedaddy.com, and now people are saying not to do
yeah,
that.
Don't
okay.
Because they got in trouble at work.
Don't
I don't know
do
what
that.
That's about.
All right. Steve-O?
Oh, man.
So, guys, stay
remember this morning when? Drinks. Remember this morning when we went to the old Sopo, Solomon's Porch here, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus?
Yeah.
And they handed me a breakfast burrito with red chili, and I stared at it and said, I can't have
Yeah, what
that.
Did you do yesterday when we went to Sopo?
I had a plane.
Okay, well, it was the day before.
No,
I've had a
tell
plane.
Tell how you had a
no.
plane.
Oh, I had a plane
Tao
yesterday
traded.
Because Tao traded me, because they only made one plane.
You didn't trade at first. You were like, you know what, I can have a little bit of spicy chili every once in a while.
Yeah. I haven't had any.
See, and here's the issue. I don't know what to believe because Steve-O exaggerates so much. I don't know if the doctor said no spice or if he said it's okay to have spice every once in a while. There's no way to know. I don't know which one is real.
What is every once in a while? What's every once in a while?
All right, I just can't have it regularly anymore. That's the same with citrus stuff. Like, I haven't eaten a single orange. Nothing acidic.
I think it's pronounced.
Been
orange.
Staring at all that like candy at home. The Nerds and the things that I actually like. None.
Yeah, well.
None, guys. Don't you tell me. One cup of coffee a day and 120 ounces of water.
Here's the thing.
Day.
I don't think you can stick to that list.
Why?
I just don't. I don't think you have the willpower.
Oh.
I don't.
You just challenged me. Now I'm going to do it forever. Good job.
Manipulation.
Yeah, I know. And it worked because I'm going to do it.
So easy.
I'm going to do it.
With all of this that we're talking about, okay, just stop. Don't go and buy the energy drinks.
Yeah, for real. Well, that guy actually did get sick, and that's way too much.
Not just sick, hepatitis,
I can't even begin to tell you. When I stopped drinking energy drinks, about 3-4 days later, you feel so much better.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You feel great.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been hard for me because my doctor seriously told me maximum one cup of coffee a day, period.
No, we're going to call your doctor.
And so I've been rocking with that, but we drink coffee every morning.
We're going to call your doctor. I'm getting him on the phone right now.
No.
I got his number. I talked to him the other day.
Okay.
I'm going to get him on the phone right now, and we'll see. Because like Teo said, you are kind of an exaggerator at times. And I want to know. I want to ask him, okay, is a little bit of spicy okay, or is it no spicy? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Calling him right now.
Great.
All right. Producers are saying he's on the line. Is this Steve-O's doctor? Good morning.
Hello.
Okay.
We have some questions for you, doctor.
Please.
Steve-O is telling us after he visited you the other day.
He might need to turn his radio down.
Who is Steve-O?
Steve Jeter. He went in. He had the throat issues.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You said, well, Steve-O said that he has to rest his vocal cords because he's losing his voice.
Yes. I do remember that patient. He actually went to the proctology doctor.
Oh, okay.
He said to use this voice thing as a cover.
That's a problem, Steve-O.
But he should not have as much caffeine as he is having.
How about green chili or red chili?
He lies to you.
He lies? Okay.
Can I hang up on my fake doctor now?
This is your doctor.
This is not my doctor.
Doctor?
The live line is concerned. They think I'm
lying.
Yeah.
This is your proctology doctor. You're very sick. And you're stupid.
Doctor?
Diagnosis? Ugly. Goodbye.
Doctor? Doctor?
That was not my doctor.
You heard it from your doctor.
Oh, man.
The evidence is compelling.
Dude, somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, when my wife stopped drinking coffee because she was pregnant, she almost killed me.
Wow.
It's tough, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm allowed to have one cup of coffee a day. But, yeah. Energy drinks. That was on the list, but obviously I don't drink energy drinks, so it wasn't a big deal. But there's a list. It's like chocolate, mint for some reason, citrus foods. So like acidic foods, spicy foods,
yeah,
caffeine, tobacco, alcohol, which I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Someone wants to know, what does it do? Energy drinks can cause, in some cases, hepatitis.
Yeah.
Acute hepatitis.
Which is crazy.
And it's usually, you get that if you drink a lot. Like, there's two cases. One was a 50-year-old construction worker. He drank, what, five a day?
Man.
He drank five.
That's insane.
4 to 5 cans a day, and then there was a girl in Florida, and she drank 10 a day, and just after 2 weeks, you'll develop acute hepatitis.
Man,
that is so. Oh my gosh,
that is scary.
Glad you stopped drinking, man.
I can't even imagine. How do they afford that?
I don't know. He was a construction worker.
Dude. 5 cans. That's crazy.
I'm already like my kids are 13, 10. 3. I'm already trying to like pull sugar out of their worlds because even just sugar, like candy, like obviously sugar's in just about everything. You know, you think of like natural sugars and but the bad stuff. I'm trying so hard to like just remove it from the home because gosh, man, it it wears you down. Mm-hmm. We got to take care of our bodies. God gave us these vessels that we have to use for His glory. So we got to take care of them, man.
Make them good.
Amen.
And when we die, we become mugs.
Nope.
And
I'm not going to be your stupid mug. 585 Live, you can text in. Frank Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's brother, going to be on the show at 8:20. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
That's in the air to center. Back at the wall. It is gone. What a start. Dexter Fowler, hello, in game 7. 1-0 Chicago. Ross flies one into center. Sends Davis back. Made it 6-3. Zobrist stats a base hit. Cubs will take the lead. Almora dig into the plate. Zobrist delivers 7-6 in the 10th. That's a base hit. Rizzo scores. Zobrist is held. 8-6 Chicago. Is he a one? This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs.
It is an honor to present the World Series trophy, and this one is really historic. Your fans waited 108 years, and you delivered in style with an amazing comeback from down 3-1. So Tom, Theo, Crane, Jed, and Joe, congratulations.
I just want to say this real quick. Hey, the Cubs are World Series champions!
Sam Swan, how you feeling, buddy?
Man, I can't stop smiling.
Oh.
and I have bouts of where I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
So I'm, yep. I mean, you know, tears of joy. Pure tears of joy.
Yes! Man, we're so happy.
Sam,
oh my gosh.
They really won. They won!
I know. Brenda, last night, right before bed, I said, did this really happen? And she pinched me, and it hurt really bad. So, yes, it happened. It's not a dream.
Beautiful.
It's a real thing. And, man, I just can't. I can't even describe how I'm feeling right now. I know it's a stupid game.
Sam, and, you can't even.
But it's a great game. And it's I've waited for this. My 14-year-old son said, I've waited for this my whole life.
Yes.
And you're like, dude, you don't even know.
You said,
right?
Go to your room.
Yeah.
No, but stay. Stay here.
Yeah, because when he was born, 14, that was 14 years ago was when the Angels won their first and only World Series. And I was in a state of euphoria. But that was only, you know, we were only a club like 42 years, I think, at that point, 42 or 46 years at that point. And I can't even fathom, man. Like, all these years later, I'm still going, man, it'd really be nice to make the postseason.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, 14 years. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this team carried the 84, 89, 98, 03, 07, 08, 15. They carried those teams on their backs. And guys like Sandberg.
Yep.
And Ronnie Santo and Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and the Hawk, all those former guys that gave their lives, but gave their careers to the Cubs and tried to help them get there. And some of them got close and just never got there. It was just it was like this huge, somebody tweeted last night, I think I heard the whole country sigh relief.
Yeah.
So crazy. This morning I've been spending my kids' inheritance on stuff that says Cubs World Series Champions. So sorry about that, kids. You get no inheritance from me. Of course, I've been in this year for over 30 years, so they weren't going to get an inheritance anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's all just going to belong to the credit card company. So.
All right, good. So glad we were rooting for you, Sam.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about you. I could picture you crying and just yelling.
Now, for those that don't know, Sam Swan, he's been a family on 88.3 FM for years and years and years. Part of the
since 1908.
Baptist, yeah, from part of the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Very dear friend of ours and the biggest Cubs fan I've ever met. And it was so great jumping on the old Facebooks last night because there were people who weren't even posting like Cubs win. I saw our friend Jared Murphy. It was just in all caps, Sam Swan! Like, there were people just straight rooting for you, my friend.
I know.
So.
I know.
That was great.
I'm going to start crying right now. That is one of the coolest things ever.
Yes! Love it. Love it.
Oh, I got this cool text from Adam Bryant, who's the high school band director at Lovington High School. He works with my daughter, Stephanie, who's the choral director at Lovington High School. And he texts me this long, and he's a Yankees fan. He texts me this long text, and I was reading it. I had to read it three times because I couldn't see through the tears.
I love it, man.
That's great.
Baseball is still the purest sport to us, of course, and so I'm so glad that you got
never
to experience
played
that.
Yangling.
So it was a beautiful World Series. Congratulations!
It was a great series. It was so much fun. Thanks so much, Steve. I enjoyed taking a little bit with you last night.
I know it was good. That made the World Series fun. The last few games were just texting back and forth, and it felt like we were watching it together. So love you.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you guys didn't like Sam. I'm so glad you didn't text me. Because I would have been like, I'm watching a movie with Don. What's the score?
And then it's
like, oh, they're tied up, Don. Well, time for bed.
Oh, man.
I will say this. When Rossie Davis hit that home run to tie the game, I calmly stood up in my chair. I walked upstairs very slowly and calmly because I have broken a remote, a dryer, and flipped a coffee table in postseason pass. Goodness. Yeah, I'll tell you that story sometime. I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was
that.
When I'm angry.
So
I came upstairs and started folding clothes. I didn't turn the TV on in the bedroom. It was just off. I just couldn't handle it. I mean, I was okay. I was going to be okay. I knew I'd be okay if they lost. I just couldn't handle it. I didn't want to watch it.
That was me game six in 0-2. I feel you.
Yes. So I went down and it was still tied. And then of course I watched the whole thing, watched it played out and saw it in. So my timing of going back downstairs was good. I went downstairs. I told Brent, I ran out of clothes to fold. So I decided to come back down and see what happened. So it was just, it was a roller coaster. It was crazy. And, man, if it wasn't for my great grandfather, Ben Olshasky from Decatur, Illinois, I wouldn't be a Cub fan. So I'm just grateful.
Yeah. Good job.
Glad
I'm happy for you, Sam.
So happy for
so
you.
So stoked.
Yeah.
Very
thank
cool,
you guys.
Man.
Thanks.
Have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for calling me too. I appreciate it.
Enjoy
it.
And get ready, man. 2017, the Halos, man. We're
there you go.
Coming on strong. New season, man. That's all I can pray for. Oh, 2017. Woo!
All right, we'll see you soon.
Gosh.
All right, man.
Gosh.
Love you, dude.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, love you guys. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Bye. All right.
The Cubs win the World Series! Brian makes the play! It's
our friend,
over.
Sam Swan, is one of the most wonderful human beings I have the privilege of knowing.
He's a true fan.
He is a true fan. And not just of baseball, like like think about this. He's very passionate about the Cubbies. Mm. He loves the Cubbies. But it pales in comparison to how much he loves Jesus, his wife, and his family.
Maybe
and it's
Jesus
like
will win the
he's
World
just
Series.
One of the most genuine human beings I know.
Yeah, he really
and he's
is.
Baptist. Who knew?
I know, right? It's so crazy.
He's a wonderful man.
Gosh, so I was think very about happy. This. If the Cubs would have won, and then right after that, the heavens parted and the trumpet sounded, Sam Swan.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been tip-top life moment
right?
for any person in existence ever.
Oh, man.
Love
gosh.
It. All right. It's 8:14. Good morning.
It is. God, high today of 67 degrees.
We got to take a look at traffic. Remember, somebody told us there was an accident, I-40 eastbound around the river. It looks like that is definitely happening. because there's a lot of congestion. Also, an accident at the transition ramp I-40 West at I-25. That's mixing it up. Lots of congestion 25 southbound. And then there's something that says West Side Drive at Golf Course Road at 7 Bar Loop, a serious accident. And that's all that it says. So very serious. Another accident, Lomas Boulevard East at San Pedro on Lomas. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up here in just a few minutes, Sylvester Stallone's brother. His name is Frank
Stallone.
You can't
introduce him as that when he's on
yes,
the phone.
Yes, I
don't
will.
Don't do it. I'm not helping you with this interview, yeah, FYI.
You always say that, and you always do.
I'm not gonna. I'm going to let it be awkward and weird, and you're going to ask all the questions.
No?
Actually, I don't think it'll be awkward and weird. I think you've got 10 minutes worth of questions.
Steve-O, here's the thing. I don't even know why he's calling. I'm looking at all the stuff that they sent, and it doesn't say why he's calling or what he's promoting.
Today is also the birthday of a very, very dear friend. If we're missing the opportunity to call said person because you're interviewing Frank Stallone,
who is it?
I don't know if we have time to do that, Steve-O.
I want
to
know who it is.
I don't know if we have time.
Can you guys,
guys
tell me who it is? Just turn
she
off.
She flows
turn
through the rivers
the
of bee.
Turn off the audience?
Bee flow.
It's Brittany Flower's birthday?
Yeah,
why would
dude.
We call her?
Okay.
Dale, that is not nice.
Yeah, okay. It's not nice. It's real. Why would we call her and celebrate with
because
her?
Because it's Bee Flow's birthday.
She has an audience. Let
we
them do
it. Will be calling her at some point very soon.
It's good.
Gosh.
Yeah, we'll call her. We'll call her.
But not before we talk to the one, the only, Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone.
Yes.
So here's the deal for all of you that are just tuning in. Frank Stallone. I, you know, honestly, I didn't even know Sylvester Stallone had a brother. I didn't. He's a Grammy and Golden Globe nominee. He had, way back in the 80s, the number one song around the world. Stayed on the top of the charts for more than 4 months. It was called Far From Over.
It was on the Stayin' Alive soundtrack.
It was.
The sequel, Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta.
Is it weird that it kind of sounds like Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, this was actually in Moulin Rouge.
It was Moulin Rouge.
Frank has written and published over 200 songs and has written and recorded compositions for 8 films, including Rocky 1, 2, and 3, Rambo 2, Over the Top, Paradise Alley.
Is there a love ballad in Rambo?
Yeah.
There's like a touching moment.
Heck yeah, there is.
And then old Frank comes, he just comes soothingly soaring in with his voice.
He's been in a lot of the Rocky movies, a lot of movies with his brother.
Hey guys, somebody's calling me on my cell phone. I don't know who it is. It's a local number.
Stop it.
Just feel like I should.
I'm trying to tell everybody how great Frank Stallone is.
Okay,
you want to answer the phone?
Who is it, Steve?
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Oh, turn his mic off.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
This is Steven.
It is so embarrassing.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Well.
Oh, cool, man.
What else?
Yeah, no, it's a good time.
I can't even focus right now.
I know. He's so dumb. Uh-huh.
His explosive voice and his range from comedy to drama and rock to blues to big band leaves audiences entertained and captivated.
This is very
unprofessional. Did I mention he's a Grammy and Golden Globe nominee?
You did, and that's wonderful.
He's a very versatile actor. He's a singer.
Yeah.
Singer? Think he can sing?
So again, Tao, I don't even know why he's calling us. They didn't tell me why.
We can't talk about that on our non-com radio station.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I haven't. No.
Frank Stallone, any minute now, going to be calling us. Really excited, kind of nervous.
Gosh, we hope so.
He's the closest thing to Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know.
And
don't know. What is this? What very, is this survey about? Again?
Very nervous.
Can we kill him?
I'm actually on the.
I'm going to turn him into a tortoise. That's what's going
to
happen.
We're about to interview
a very famous celebrity.
You're about to get turned into a tortoise.
Frank Stallone.
Hang it up. Hang
no,
it up.
Frank
up
Stallone.
Him.
He's the. Hang he's a Sylvester.
Hang up on him.
Oh my gosh.
This is really rude.
I don't know. My co-host is a fan. So
rude.
I have no idea why.
Let me see the phone.
I honestly don't know why I'm interviewing him either.
Let me see the phone. Okay. Give me that phone.
That's actually correct.
I hung up, guys. I hung up.
That's correct. I don't know why we're interviewing him either. They didn't tell me.
They didn't.
Yeah, it would compelling. The person on the phone was just taken by our interview. Captivated even.
We need to ask Carl why he's calling.
Captivated.
I really hope it's not for this down here. Because that would be really embarrassing.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which that doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
We can't say it.
Can't say that.
But we are excited that Steve-O booked this interview.
I did not.
The evidence points
everyone,
to you booking it.
Everyone absolutely knows how much Dexter loves Sylvester Stallone's brother. And to be honest, if I could interview Keanu Reeves' brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Barry Reeves?
Thank you. Now you're getting
Barry
me.
Reeves.
Now you're understanding.
Oh, snap. Is he calling? Is that
no,
him?
He's not calling.
Just getting everybody
he's
pumped up.
He's still not calling.
So excited.
Gosh.
Any minute now. I've been pumping this interview up for 2 days because he had to reschedule on Tuesday.
Guys,
he was supposed to call
us on
Tuesday.
We have to ask about Norm MacDonald.
Hey,
we have to ask.
This is Beans' theme song. Listen. Beans, beans, beans.
Okay. Can we please seriously ask about Frank Stallone and Norm MacDonald? Like how he felt about being the...
Yeah.
Beans, beans, panda.
Did he just watch every Saturday hoping it was going to be...
Beans, beans, beans.
You guessed it.
Beans, beans.
Frank Stallone.
Beans, beans, panda.
I mean, let me double check. Maybe there's something in here that says... wait,
please.
Hold on.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Guys, Frank rescheduled.
Wait, what?
Frank had to reschedule. He'll be on the show next Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Dex, I hate you.
With
love.
Are you serious?
I hate you in Christian love. Which is
a common
practice.
It's not my doing, guys. I just got the email and it says, sorry to do this.
Hey, he did look at his phone.
This is the second time. He did it to us on Tuesday. He had to reschedule on Tuesday. Frank Stallone.
This is terrible.
Are we sure? Who's this?
Let's answer.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello? He hung up on us. Frank Stallone hung up.
I told you he had to reschedule. I'm very embarrassed right now.
I am too.
Did he really reschedule? Is that real life? Gosh.
I don't even know what to do now.
We've been stood up twice by Frank Stallone.
I've got it.
Frank.
Wait, somebody's calling.
Stallone. Okay, wait.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Dave Levin.
Dave!
Hey, David. What are you doing?
Did you miss me?
Yes man.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I've got Frank Stallone for you.
Hey, quick.
Half past the
Dave,
hour.
Dave, right. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
It didn't say in any of the stuff you guys sent what he was actually calling in for.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think he's got a new album out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Sweet.
That's good.
Right.
That's good.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Dave. You
thanks, David.
With
love, David Levin.
Right, how excited are you, Dexter?
Good morning.
Oh, my
good
gosh.
Good morning.
Frank! Woo!
So excited.
Hello, everybody.
Dude, I got to tell you right off the bat, this is Steve-O. My co-host, Dex, is quite possibly the biggest fan ever of your entire family.
Yeah,
like, he just has a Stallone shrine.
That's not true.
He owns all your albums.
He got arrested once.
He's seen all of the Rocky films and like he seriously loves you and your brother so much.
Well, that's a wonderful, great compliment. Thank you.
I don't even know what to say. I'm so nervous.
The floor is yours, Dex.
I've never been this nervous.
He's seriously been pumping it all month.
Here's
long.
What happened, Frank. So Tuesday, I didn't even read the email because I was so excited that we got you on, and I thought you were calling it on Tuesday, so I was pumping it up
all Tuesday.
On Tuesday morning, and then come to find out it wasn't until Thursday. So I've been pumping this thing up all week long.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta give yourself indigestion. Yeah.
Yes. I know. My stomach hurts, and it's just awful, but yeah, I'm just excited. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I'm just recovering from the World Series, I got to tell you.
I was going to ask you if you were watching, because most of the country was.
It was just wonderful, man. It was just a great, great, great time, and it was just something to behold.
Yeah.
We're just kind of taking it in, and it was just two great underdog teams fighting for the World Series, man. You can't beat that.
No.
When is your brother going to write and direct and produce the Cubbies World Series movie? Because I feel like he kind of did that with Rocky, wrote that, and he was like, I'm going to do this underdog story. I feel like the Cubbies are the next best Rocky series.
Yeah, it'd be the new Bad News Bears of the millennium, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Hey, what's the weather like out there? Is your weather kind of like California weather?
No, not really.
67 degrees is the high today. You know, we're looking at a kind of a cooler day.
It rained a little bit this morning.
A little overcast, yeah.
But it gets up to like in the 90s, around 100 during the summertime, but right around 30s and 40s during the winter.
Not like Arizona, though, right?
No.
That weather's brutal.
Yeah, we're a mile high like Denver. So we've got the elevation, and it's, yeah. We're a good blend between, like, Arizona and Denver, you know. So it's we get all four seasons. It's lovely.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm right now in a competition with my brother's Pomeranian, Woody, because I was over the house. And I was wondering why I'm not getting all these Instagram followers. And then, of course, my nieces that are young had to tell me that I'm on privacy. I said, well, that's great. Because I got on privacy. And I said to my one niece, I said, well, how many followers do you have? No one knows who they are. She goes, 250,000. I go, wait a second.
What?
I got like 19,000. And then I found out my brother's Pomeranian has so many followers as me.
So now... You know what? I'm following you right now, Frank. I'm looking you
What's
up
What's
right
your Instagram
now.
Handle, Frank?
Frank Dot Stallone.
Frank, there you go.
I got you right here.
You going? You're going there right now. We're all going to go there right now.
Yep.
Teo, we're
no,
going there right
I'm
now.
Not. I'm not, because, Frank, I've only got like 1,200, and you're making me real jealous, so I'm not following you.
My brother's got 1.8 million followers, so all of a sudden... He calls up and he goes, hey, want to get some more followers? I said, yeah, man, I'd love to get that. So he does these mini movies with his kids. If you go, his is Official Sly Stallone.
Uh-huh.
That's Instagram. So he does all these, like, little movies on his iPhone with his kids and all. So I got into a conflict with this Pomeranian. And all of a sudden, like, in 5 minutes, I got 2,000 more followers. It just kept going. So now I'm up to 19... and 500,000 people, but he posts something, he gets like 300,000 views.
Gosh.
I post something, I get like three. You know? So,
are you a little jealous? I don't know. You sound a little jealous, Frank.
When a Pomeranian's kicking my butt, I think my career is going down the tube.
Well, yeah.
I mean, speaking of career, man, we mentioned that we were going to be interviewing you, and people came out of the woodwork. Maybe it's because it's this generation, you know, we're all like in our 30s. So when we were kids, watching the old SNL on Saturday night.
Oh, God. Norm McDonald.
You guessed it. Norm McDonald. What, did you have any, like, was that just something that came out of left field, or how did that even come about?
I had no idea what the hell was going on. People came up to me and said, hey, have you seen Saturday Night Live? I go, I have no idea. So all of a sudden I saw this news update, and it was a picture of me always flashing from my first album cover.
Yeah.
Like the age, I was like Dorian Gray, I never aged. So
beautiful.
I said, well, you know what? I wanted to come on the show and just come out from the picture and just strangle Norm on the air. That was so funny. But they didn't go for it, but it's one of those weird things. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, they need to do it again. They should bring you back somehow, like fit you into SNL somehow.
They're kind of hurting right now,
yeah.
So it'd be hilarious to do. I mean, nostalgia's in, maybe they get Norm back,
yeah.
And you guys just, yes, that would be fantastic.
It would be fun, like an older version coming through that picture and like joking.
That would be fantastic, and that's how you get Instagram followers. You do it as a live Instagram story, and then you're going to get a million followers in like 5 minutes. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really amazing what the social media, I mean, and also for people out there, if they want to find out where I'm playing, what's going on, you just go to my website, frankstallone.com, and you can sign up to the mailing list, and you'll get e-blasts and stuff when things are going. But it's just a different, you know, you guys know, it's a kind of a different time, you know. I mean, everything moves so fast. News, everything is just like, and it's just really flying quite fast.
Is it?
So, but you know, you got to be on your toes.
Do you think it's made the industry better or worse? Because looking back to when, you know, when Rocky was coming out, it's like your brother really had to push to get that going. And now, I mean, you got a 12-year-old who can jump on the internet and be famous overnight.
Well, everything then was radio and newspapers and rotary dial phones, no answering machines, no cell phones. So I find the difference was that people were forced to communicate more with each other. I mean, sometimes you're going out with a girl, you never talk to her. They're just texting. I mean, I sat there and saw a girl last night in a bar sitting in a corner. I don't think she lifted her head twice.
Yeah.
All she did there texting, I'm like, God, this is like pathetic.
Yeah.
The World Series, you know, and you should be interacting with people. It's fun. It's, you know, Americans' great pastime.
Amen.
I think that's the problem. I went to a party. I saw 10 girls sitting on a couch, not looking. I mean, there's some young, good-looking guys around. Everyone having sitting there with their head buried in their phone texting. So you have kind of a generation that's growing up that are losing their social skills. Mm. So they don't really have to confront or talk or do anything.
Well, Frank, you know? I know we're running out of time here. I know you are. Let's talk music real quick.
Yeah.
What are you promoting? What album?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not promoting an album. I'm just, you know, I'm out on the road playing. I have a great 8-piece band, and we do all the stuff. We do all the stuff from Staying Alive. We do some of the songs from Rocky, nice. Some other stuff, you know, acoustic stuff. So it's going really, really well. I'm very, very thankful and very blessed to still, after all these years, to still be out there playing and, you know, and really enjoying myself. I'm actually enjoying myself more than I did. The Staying Alive time was really special. That was fun because, you know, after years of lugging your own gear, then you have roadies. You don't have to do anything. But now I'm lugging my gear again. Yeah, but that's another story.
Well, Frank Stallone, thank you so much, man. Good luck to you out there doing it.
If you make your way through Albuquerque, you got to come in studio, hang out with
let
us
know if you come through Albuquerque.
I will do it for sure, man. And you guys have a wonderful holiday season coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything.
Woo!
And I will be in touch if we're hitting out there for sure.
All right, awesome. Man. Thanks. All thank you, Frank. You're amazing.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, buddy. Okay.
Dex, he called you buddy. He called you buddy. I heard it.
He wasn't too bad.
No, he was all right.
He was pretty good.
And you know what? When he did his slide.
Oh, my gosh.
Your face was hilarious. He nailed that.
He did.
That was perfect.
I love it. His Pomeranian has more followers.
Dude, Sly Stallone's Pomeranian had more followers on Instagram than he does.
And then he has the audacity to ask us to follow him.
Hey, I'm going right now.
I did. I already followed
him. I'm going right now. Think about that. That would be very difficult to be in the shadow of your brother, who is one of the most famous actors in the universe.
If you had a brother that was, let's say Scotty was famous like Sylvester Stallone, would you ask him for some love on like Instagram and Facebook? Hey, will you share my page so I can get some more followers?
You do
that?
It's family. So I think every human being obviously is different as far as the way God created us and with special gifts and talents. I'll tell you what, to roundabout answer your question, I think of like the Wahlbergers, right? That show. It's like a reality show. You've got Donnie Wahlberg, who was like musician with New Kids on the Block, and then becomes actor, and then his little brother, Marky Mark, he's like doing the music thing, and then he becomes a very successful actor. Mm-hmm. But his brother never, ever wanted to do that.
He didn't want to be in the spotlight.
He didn't want to be in the spotlight because, you know, I mean, God created him differently. And so he became this amazing chef. And then you see like Donnie and Mark and all those guys help him with his restaurant, with his establishment. I think it's family. You have to.
Well,
you
obviously,
know what I mean?
when you put it that way, Sylvester doesn't like his brother. That's how I see the situation.
Oh, come on.
He's got 19,000
followers.
Brother. Yeah, he's not hooking his brother up at all.
Whatever. Rocky 1, 2, and 3, he was in them.
I don't remember him at all.
Exactly.
He must have been an extra.
He was the singer, he sang, and then he sparred with him in Rocky 3. Come on, man. You're the Rocky fan.
All right. Give me a bigger role than that, Sylvester. Come on. That's what I'm saying. If my brother Mike was a huge actor, I would expect him to, you know, help out your brother. Come
on, but wouldn't
throw a little cheddar
this way.
Wouldn't
you want to on the flip side be not recognized, but just be able to do it on your own? I feel like as a man, I wouldn't feel comfortable going, "Hey, Scotty, can you help a brother out?
Scotty.
Can you just, you know, like I would want to accomplish something on my own."
Here's the thing.
Here's dudes. God put that in it. We're like, we want to build. We want to conquer. We want to, you know, like.
Not everybody gets that opportunity. Like
true.
A Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
That's a once in a lifetime. I mean, that's like hitting the lottery almost.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, and he worked hard to do that. He wrote Rocky himself.
Hard. But guess what? I bet you Frank Stallone worked just as hard. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's been doing it for a long time.
He had a very successful musical career that's still going.
He's got 19,000 followers.
He's got like 3 platinum records or something
that. He's loading up all of his equipment.
He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. So on the flip side, my brother, oddly enough, Scotty's like the biggest Cowboys fan I've ever met in my life. He's a huge Cowboys fan, and he is actually funnier than me. He's crazy. Last year, this local, you know, show was looking for a Cowboys fan, and I actually did go, "Hey, my brother's the biggest Cowboys fan I know. You should use him. He's really funny but insightful when it comes to football." And last year, he jumps on this Cowboys show to do a guest spot, and now he's hosting it.
Yeah.
Like, he took over the gig as, like, the host because he was so good. So, I mean, I did, quote, help him out so that he could, like, guest on this thing, but by his own merit, he was so good that they actually hired him on as the host of this Cowboys talk show.
He's the guy now. He's the guy. So, he is the Dak Prescott of that show.
Yes, man. So that was very exciting. So, yeah, could Sly Stallone. What more could he do?
Hey, yo, you guys go follow my brother.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, maybe go to one of his shows and maybe promote it. Maybe he does. I don't know. I have to go to Sylvester Stallone's Instagram and see if he does.
Live line. Do what if your brother was a horrible actor and wanted to be one?
Well,
I mean,
I am an actor.
There's a reason probably why he was the singer in Rocky.
If you missed it, we just had Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone, on.
His name is Frank Stallone.
Nobody knows who he is.
Frank Stallone. Nobody knows who he is because everybody introduces him as Sylvester Stallone's brother. Gosh.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Game 7 of the World Series between the Indians and Chicago Cubs.
Bill Cosby's pretrial hearing. His lawyers are trying to have sexual assault charges dismissed. They argue his eyes are so bad he can no longer identify his accusers.
Trump in Orlando.
Next Tuesday, we will have one last glorious surprise for the pundits, the politicians, and the special interests when we win and return the power back to the people.
President Obama rallying for Clinton in North Carolina and hitting the GOP hard, saying Republicans only promise more gridlock.
You've got some Republicans in Congress who are already suggesting they will impeach Hillary. She hasn't even been elected yet.
Police in Iowa are revealing more information about Scott Michael Green, the 46-year-old man arrested in the deaths of two officers in the Des Moines area overnight.
Halloween is over, for the kids anyway, but there's still another terrifying surprise for grown-ups all across the country. It's your new revised Obamacare premium. Feel the horror of eating ramen noodles 3 times a day. Experience the terror of paying 10 times as much for the same 2-hour wait in the doctor's office. And live the waking nightmare of standardized health care. And here's the really scary part. You don't have any other option.
Yes.
It's a trick-or-treat bonus from your healthcare marketplace. It's enough to make you sick.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome.
La 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 la. Hey.
It is such a good time to please. It is such a good time.
You don't know the words.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah?
Scooby dee dooby doo, Scooby dee dooby doo, Scooby dee doo.
Such a good voice.
Welcome to the program. Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Oh, hey, buddy.
8:48.
High today of 67 degrees.
Look at traffic.
Traffic!
Closed due to an accident. West Side Drive at 7 Bar Loop Road out on the west side. It's closed. Not good. There's a serious accident earlier today. Also, an accident. The right lane's blocked. I-25 North at the Big I. Lots of congestion west of I-40 and what? And Rio Grande. West of that, lots of congestion. Let's see, I think that's the summation of all of the accidents showing up on this map. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I need to play a song, please.
Gosh.
If you would mute everything and let me play the song.
Is it Randy Travis?
Yes, it is.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I want everybody to feel
doing this.
Cubs win!
Definitely Randy Travis.
I wanted to hear it this morning. Hang on, turn up.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Okay, that's enough. Now, this is we need to play some Randy Travis because Steve-O has a story.
No. Okay.
DJ Dax.
This is also not Randy Travis.
Let's hear it, Randy.
I have a Steve.
Okay.
I have an apple. Apple Steve.
Okay.
I have a tail.
You have a tail?
I have a pineapple. Pineapple tail.
That's not on.
That'll work.
Apple Steve.
Okay.
Pineapple tail. Tail, pineapple, apple Steve.
Thank you, Randy.
Still not Randy Travis.
I got him over here.
Tail, pineapple. Love Randy Travis. Okay. This is still
beautiful.
I feel like we're never going to get to this story.
Shut up.
Hit it, Randy.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Guys!
Go ahead, Steve-O.
Gosh.
What's up with Randy Travis?
Well, last night was the CMAs. Did you see the CMAs last night, anybody? Or we were all busy watching the World Series because no one cares about the CMAs.
Yeah, nobody.
I watched a 50th
movie. Anniversary of the Country Music Association Awards. They were Wednesday night in Teo's home state of Nashville.
Teo!
That's right, Nashville's a state.
Everything was wrong.
Alan Jackson played, Dwight Yoakam played, Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels, Reba McEntire. Now, here's the thing. The Dixie Chicks performed with Beyonce last night.
You can't say that name on this show.
Oh, sorry. But
I watched part of that. It was good.
During the 50th annual Country Music Association Awards, the most memorable moment was the opening where, gosh, you're looking at it. I see Reba, Brad Paisley. There's so many people. Charlie Daniels, Dwight Yoakam, everybody I named. They were singing Forever and Ever, Amen.
Nice.
A ginormous hit by the one, the only Randy Travis. But as we know, in 2013, he had a debilitating stroke. He wasn't able to speak. He can't sing. He can't walk. So for the last 3 years, he's been trying to relearn skills, including his musical ambitions again. And he came out last night, along with everybody.
Here it is. Here's his performance last night at CMAs.
It doesn't sound like it.
This is not.
Shut up, Steve.
That is a wind interpretation of Garth Brooks' The River.
He does sound different after the stroke.
Things are different.
Dreaming just a vessel.
Beautiful. Beautiful rendition.
You can't put Garth Brooks or River on and me.
You can't put Garth Brooks
sing.
In a corner, Steve-O.
Randy Travis was only given the final amen. That's it. That's all he sang of his 1987 hit, Forever and Ever, Amen. And they said even that small task seemed a bit much for him, who stood on his own, smiled brightly, but vocally faltered on the single word. But, man... Standing ovation, obviously. Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley, who were the hosts, continued to smile as he was crowned with a cowboy hat and applause.
I think I found the performance. Here it is.
Gosh.
Last night, CMAs, Randy Travis, back in action.
You guys, I hate you so much.
Happy to be here tonight. Well, I wrote a song about love, about peace and freedom. Then I got sick, so sick I couldn't sing them. But I found a way through the sickness to live again and sing you this song. They tell me
I'll never be the same, but I know it's not true. No, I win again, cause I ran to Travis. Three wooden crosses is right on the side of the road, and I said I'm the monster. You never knew you loved. I'm the demon. Not sent from above. No, I come to claim your soul. Put it in a satchel. Take it back down to Hades. Oh, I'm beautiful. It's a beautiful song.
It's so beautiful.
It is so inspiring.
That was such a great song.
It's inspiring.
Gosh. That was...
Whew. Man, gosh. Steve, are you showing stroke-like symptoms over there?
Yeah.
Goodness. Guys, it's Randy Travis. Yeah, we just heard him. It was great.
So beautiful.
It was very touching.
Beautiful.
Can we call our girl?
We don't have time.
Oh, sorry. You just got kicked off the program. Nobody cares about your birthday. B-Flow.
Oh, man. Did you tell her we were going to call her during this break?
I mean,
no. Okay, nope. Good. You didn't? All right.
I didn't. We're not going to call you.
We'll have to call
you. Your birthday is done.
Dude, my stomach. I'm good. Good, man. Abs of steel.
That's amazing.
Gosh. Well, either way, it was very touching.
Okay.
Randy Travis. He got out there and he sang a single word.
What did he sing?
He said, forever and ever, amen.
Okay.
I'm going to love you forever.
Amen.
Come on. No, forever and ever.
I was kind of working on the things in the background.
Long as the wind, sit and talk about the weather.
As long as the women, sit and talk about a man.
You guys remember Soul Asylum?
Of course.
Run away, dream.
Yeah.
23 years ago, Soul Asylum had a huge hit. This one right here, Runaway Train.
Never coming back.
And the video was dedicated to drawing attention to missing children. It started with a message that said, there are 1 million youth lost on the streets of America. And throughout the video, it showed photos of real-life missing children. They got permission from the families and decided they'd recut the video whenever a case was resolved so they could plug in another missing kid.
Nice.
So there are multiple versions of it online, but it's unclear how many times it was redone. Well, there were three original versions, each featuring 13 missing kids, and now a reporter did some digging to determine what happened to them.
No way.
Sadly, a lot of them never turned up, but one runaway girl came back specifically because she saw herself in the video. Her name is Elizabeth Wiles. She was 16 when she came back. She said she ran away when she was 13 to be with an older boyfriend. When she saw herself in the video, she freaked out. None of the other kids that turned up would talk to the reporter, so it's unclear if they returned on their own or were found because of the video. A few years back, the director said 26 kids featured in the video had come back. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's incredible.
It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out.
That sounded great, Dex.
Gosh,
that wasn't even
so
me singing.
That was Randy Travis.
Hey, quit making fun of Randy Travis, Steve.
Okay.
That's
wow,
a serious
Steve-o.
Thing.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. Why would you?
You're just insensitive.
Wow. We got to take a break.
You don't like women. You hate Randy Travis. What's
I need a break now. Latest from Paper Route, Balconies.
Best song right now on the station.
For reals.
In many opinions.
Mm.
Morning Invasion.
Hi.
It is 9:04.
High today of 67 degrees.
There's an accident. The right lane's blocked. I-25 north at the Big Eye. That's where it crosses over with I-40 in case you're not from here and you're like, what is that? Also, a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound around the Rio Grande, Coors area. And way up in, well, the northern west side. West Side Drive at 7 Bar Loop Road. There, it's closed due to a serious accident earlier. You got to pray for those involved. That's your look at traffic.
On the phone
traffic!
Radio.
Traffic! Oh. This traffic update brought to you by Obnoxious.
Hello.
Yeah!
I am disappointed that we called you. Happy birthday. Let's hang up.
No, no, no. Guys, this is important.
What are you doing, B-Flow, who moved all the way across the country?
Across it.
Am I on the radio right now?
Of course you're on the radio right now.
Oh, well, Nothing, just hanging out.
So for those that don't remember B-Flo, she had a TV show here in Albuquerque. It was called Tu Casa Fox, Style of New Mexico with Albuquerque.
Yeah. Now it's Daytime Blue Ridge.
Hey,
I got to say, before we move on to talk about whatever it is we're talking about, I watched your video where you were a cop for a day.
Yes, dude.
That was awesome.
You did it.
That was really good.
I have a really good shot. I was really quick.
Yeah, you got shot and everything. It was great.
What'd she do?
She got shot.
No, I didn't get shot.
She played cop for a day.
Yeah.
Man, I should have watched that.
It was crazy. What's that segment called?
It's called Britney's Best Shot.
Britney's Best Shot.
Are you already celebrating Thanksgiving? Because there's a turkey running around in the background. I don't know if you...
No, not yet. I'm already focused on Christmas.
Did you get our presents? Did you get our presents? Because we sent them.
You did not send any presents. Don't you lie to me.
Yeah, Topher gave us the address. We sent them to Milwaukee, where you moved.
Beautiful.
Milwaukee. That's it.
That's what he said.
How's the radio?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
Whoa. It's good.
Still on the air.
B-Flow's so good.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I can't sing, guys. You have to do it.
Do it.
Guys, we don't have to sing happy birthday.
Harmonize. Harmonize.
We don't have to sing happy birthday because we got
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday. B-Flow, it is your birthday.
There you go. That's all you get. What? That's it? Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
I hope you go
miss
there.
Miss you.
Miss you, too.
We miss you, too. Come home.
We should miss you because we never really hung out.
Well, I sure miss you, girl.
Great.
We should come home so we could be on the radio.
I will. Don't worry. December, I'll be there.
Oh! Spoiler alert.
Why do you sound so agitated?
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'll text you. I can't tell you right now.
Oh.
Yeah, if I'm on the radio. Hey, really though, prayers today
prayers
for the Flowers
today.
Family.
Boom. Yes. I'm so prayers please. Today for the Flowers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'll text you.
Okay. We'll do it. Happy birthday to you.
Don't sing your voice.
I know. Let's hang up.
All right. Okay. Well,
goodbye.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you. Love you.
Okay. Love you. Love you. Bye. Great, man. Way to make it all ominous and weird.
Were we supposed to call her off the air? I feel like we were supposed to call her off the air.
Oh, she just texted and said, don't call on air.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Okay.
I don't check texts anyways.
Good. 585 Live. Live line is open. You can be a part of the show with us. We love getting text messages from you. 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, don't forget, we got a big show planned for you guys.
Oh, man.
We have David Crowder.
Yep.
And we have a couple guys coming into the studio.
Our friend Phil Wickham will be in studio tomorrow, 9 o'clock hour, along with Micah Tyler. You know him best from his obnoxious YouTube videos. He's amazing.
Hey, also, not only are we interviewing David Crowder, but we're giving away a super huge Winter Jam prize pack, fun
That's
extravaganza.
Right.
Awesome.
Also, Morgan and Megan from ABQ Heading Home. Going to be in tomorrow to talk about the Hacienda Ball, which we will be doing next week.
Beautiful. Yep. They probably still have tables available, right? For people to buy.
I'm sure they
So if you're a business out there.
ABQHeadingHome.org.
We're going to find out everything tomorrow.
Good. Yeah.
You guys be a part of it with us. Hacienda Ball coming up.
And we're going to talk to her about her role in The Walking Dead because,
it's the wrong person.
Negan, man. Negan McCormick.
All right, I think you have some whiskey tangos that you wanted to throw down.
I mean, what would Thursday be without whiskey tango? We do it on the huge. Guys, can you hear that?
It's getting clear.
I feel like maybe I should go to the doctor. Oh, wait.
No, wait, it's not.
It's not getting clear at all. It's getting worse. What if I have to go on Aflac, guys? Can you still be my friend? If I have to go on Aflac?
No.
The old Aflac? There are plenty of reasons to be nervous before you have surgery. Mm-hmm. Surgery is a very scary thing. It's very serious. Very real. My son had surgery a couple months ago, and it was absolutely terrifying. Well, as if you didn't have enough to worry about when dealing with surgery, here's a new one. A woman in her 30s went in for an operation in Tokyo earlier this year where a surgeon had to use a laser on her cervix.
Ugh.
I'm just going to repeat that part again.
No, you don't.
Where a surgeon had to use a laser beam on her cervix. Well, Dexter, as we all know, for you especially, when you get nervous, what's the first thing you usually do? After getting sweaty and the clammy hands and all that stuff, what's the next thing you usually do?
I usually run away like Napoleon Dynamite.
You toot.
Oh.
You toot. That's what people do when they get nervous. They pass the old gas. But that's problematic when there is a laser beam being used on your cervix. Well, she passed gas during the operation.
Oh my gosh.
And caught fire!
Seriously?
Beautiful. Whoa!
That was actual audio from the surgeon.
Fire out.
Apparently, the laser came into contact with the gas, and that's what sparked it. Youth group kids everywhere are like, see, Mom? See? It's what we do! Lone Tree, 1999!
You're yelling.
Sorry.
Gosh. Is this real? I don't know if this is real,
dude. The flame spread to the cloth that was draped over her body. She ended up with burns on her waist and legs. It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not clear how bad the burns were, and there haven't been any updates on her condition. There's also no word on whether she got burned.
Why is this one a whiskey tango? Did she get arrested?
Well, it's the fire water.
Heidi doesn't get it.
The what?
What was that? It's a ghost in here.
There weren't any other flammable materials in the operating room, and all the equipment they used was working properly. So the only thing that could have started the fire was, yes, you guessed it, flatulence.
I don't believe
That's it. That's real, man.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I asked for a whiskey tango.
Yeah, dude.
You gave me a fire about a woman who passed gas during surgery and set herself on fire.
Yeah, dude. That's pretty crazy. I'm sorry. Our normal. Yeah, whiskey tangos are so normal usually.
I thought whiskey tangos were people that get arrested and do really dumb things. It wasn't her fault.
Well, I mean,
she could have held it.
Okay.
There was a laser beam.
All right.
Just saying. Kids, listen. Let this be a lesson to you all, you youth group kids who think it's cool at like 1 a.m.
Couldn't hold it?
Well, you know, sometimes. You know,
I always hated that. I'm not going to lie. I always hated it as like a younger kid. Hated that. So much pressure. And everybody else is like, yeah, buddy. Ugh. Hated it. I was never one of those kids who was like, you know what sounds really cool? No. Never.
What sounds cool?
I was not a member of the Blue Flame Club.
Okay. Can I have my notebook again? I need to write this time down. 9/13, November 3rd. Steve O.
Good news is the boss's wizard is in studio. So, am I fired?
Heidi is a wizard.
I am fired.
She's
I am
writing
fired.
Everything down.
It is being written
should
down.
Should we put her on the
Our boss's assistant is now going to be sitting in with us.
Yes.
She's not allowed to talk on the air. But
is she not allowed to talk on the air?
She has a notebook.
Is that a rule? Is that your rule?
Chip gave her instructions that said,
say hey quietly.
I need you to see what these guys do every morning.
Loud. Hey. Stop it. There You're not supposed to talk.
She's in the back.
Don't give me that.
Okay. Can I have a real whiskey tango now? Because I feel like that's not a whiskey tango. I feel like you set us up. I feel like you made that whole story up.
I didn't make the whole story up. That's a real story.
You have quite the imagination.
Which, by the way, shout out to the Starmy, because that was a story that I found on the old Facebooks because a listener tagged me in it.
You know what? I'm going to Google it.
You Google it. You Googler. How about this? As everybody knows, I recently had to go to the doctor. My throat in a lot of pain. I've actually damaged my vocal cords. They are in danger. I'm not allowed to yell anymore. It's the kinder, gentler Steve-O. I have this giant water bottle next to me. I have to rock way too much water. I pee every 20 minutes. It's awful. I feel like a child. Doctors are no fun. It's hard, guys. But I'm sure, on a scale of 1 to 10, ER doctors probably see the most insane stuff on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
But what about when a 50-year-old guy from Largo, Florida, named Edward Dorsey, was having it bad? He was inebriated at the time. Cops took him to the emergency room to get cleared by doctors before they took him to jail. And as an ER doctor and nurse were checking him out, he got a little frustrated. And you know, sometimes when you get frustrated, what's the first thing you want to do? What's the first thing you think of? You're frustrated, maybe your wife, your kids, a coworker, something. Somebody frustrates you. What's the first thing you
breathe,
do?
Breathe. I breathe. I just take big, deep breaths. Inhale, exhale.
Oh.
Mentally, okay. Check out of the situation.
Well, Edward decided to pull his glass eye out of his head and throw it at the doctor.
What?
Good.
He pulled his what?
His glass eye. He threw it. He says, I see what you're doing and I don't like it.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Bless you. Bless me.
As far as we know, no one was hurt by the flying eye. But Edward was hit with a felony charge of battery on an emergency medical care provider. That is no joke, my friends. Listen, I get it. It's a crazy time to be alive. The Cubbies just won the World Series. Everybody's thinking the Rapture's obviously right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Crime's at an all-time high. People are drinking too much from the excitement of the Cubbies.
Look at the election.
Pulling out their glass eye and throwing it at doctors. Guys, we just got to calm down.
You guys have no idea how close my wife was to getting a glass eye. That's no joke. She had a firework explode in her eye when she was in high school. And doctors were thinking about giving her a glass eye.
Okay.
I think it would have been great.
What? Great?
What?
No.
A lot of party tricks.
No, dude, that's awful.
No.
Plus, after that, you probably couldn't trust her, because you'd always be wondering if she was seeing someone else on the side.
Here, I'll write it down.
Okay.
920.
This is a record for Steve out of day. This is five times we've...
It's pretty intense.
We've had to
Heidi,
write him down.
Write it down. She's writing it down.
See? Proof, it's all Steve-O.
I mean, that's Chip's, like, person, Steve-O. Right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Or behind you, I guess. Right there.
Yeah.
Just physically here. Listening with real ears.
Mm-hmm. I would like to point out that the live line just chimed in and said, hey, by the way, it's pretty common for people to catch fire due to the lasers. They have to check the fire extinguishers for hospitals. They need special ones for the OR rooms for that very reason.
Wow.
It's a real thing, man. Lasers.
Right. You know what? I Googled it. Found the story.
Good.
You Google it.
Ha!
He is a Googler.
You were right.
You didn't believe me.
I had to Google it.
Yeah. That's real, guys.
It's on Google News.
Let that be a lesson. Youth pastors, listen, take this story and run with it.
This is why you
lesson
never learn
to
a
all
lesson.
Kids that want to go to youth camp in the summer. Like, guys, I know you're delirious. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You think it's a good idea. Don't do this.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Fight the light.
Fight the light?
Yeah, but not like the light. Just like the little one, the little blue light.
I think your message is clear.
Okay.
Coming up here after the break, we're going to jump into some headlines. But coming up, after no one came to her son's party, a mom did something pretty special.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's coming up about 9:35.
Beautiful. The Undertaker is making a comeback to the WWE this month. He was last seen in the ring at WrestleMania 32, where he defeated Shane McMahon in a Hell in a Cell cage match. Cage match. Undertaker's return will come just 5 days before Survivor Series. It seems unlikely he'd be involved in that event, which already has a relatively packed card, with 3 traditional Survivor Series eliminations and Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. It's anyone's guess as to the meaning behind Undertaker's return. Could just be to celebrate a SmackDown milestone and nothing more, but it's never too early to start building towards WrestleMania 33.
WrestleMania.
The rumor is that Sting and Undertaker will be going at it at WrestleMania 33.
I love how all these old guys are coming back.
It's fun to watch almost geriatric men just try to survive punching each other.
Do you think there'll ever be a time where Hulk Hogan will be allowed to come back?
He's done.
Does anybody want to see that?
He did just settle his lawsuit with Gawker, though.
And he did.
I don't think he ever needs to work ever again forever.
Yeah.
A 27-year-old guy in Oregon. Oh, wait. No, we read that story earlier. That's the accidentally shot. That's the one we dedicated to your friend. People say the age when you should stop wearing jeans is 53 years old.
You hear
Steve-o.
That, Bill? Wait, what? How come you guys always got to say I'm old?
You got 2 years. According to a new survey, it also found 5% of us have worn jeans to a job interview, a wedding, or a funeral.
Hmm. Oh, no.
It was on a casual Friday, and I thought, I didn't really like that guy anyway. He's okay. Gone. He's not going to care.
Yep, Velcro and stretchy pants when you hit 53.
What?
That's what they say.
Beautiful.
Velcro and stretchy pants?
Yeah,
Velcro
some compression shoes. Tights?
What are you, Nacho Libre?
Pants. I am. I'm not Joe Libre. Here are the top three things that get shoplifted during the holiday season. Electronics accessories like cell phone cases. Leather clothing.
I love leather clothing.
And electronics themselves. I am going to steal all of the phone cases for the old Nokias.
Wait,
I'm going to melt them down. And I'm going to build a tower to heaven.
Okay.
The whole world will see it.
Oh, Christmas. It's here, guys.
No, it is not.
It's here.
It is
I'm
November
so
3rd. Calm down.
It is
down.
Snowing outside.
Oh, gosh.
The roads are a little slick, so be careful.
A new study found the average person's car is 2,144% filthier than their smartphone.
Hmm.
Which means your car has at least 21 times more bacteria per square inch, especially if you have a Johnny Danger in your car.
Yeah. True story.
But that's good, because if you do have a Johnny Danger, you just let him loose in there and he'll eat everything.
Oh, no.
It's wonderful. His immunities are incredible.
How's he doing? Is he all right?
Doing good, man. He's actually getting some shots today.
Good. There he is.
They can't break his skin with the needle. It's weird. 76% of people believe in God. 35% believe in UFOs. What's a UFO? Let's find out. A new survey gauged how many Americans believe in spiritual things, like God and heaven, and then how many believe in supernatural things, like UFOs and ghosts. The numbers aren't that close, but they're not that far apart either. 76% of people say they do believe in God. 73% believe in heaven. 71% believe Jesus is God or the Son of God. 59% believe in hell. 58% believe in the devil. As for supernatural stuff, 41% believe in ghosts. 35% believe in UFOs. 33% believe in astrology or the starry stuff. 28% believe in witches.
Okay, stop it.
Are you a witch?
I'm older than all of you.
She said she's a witch. She said she's a witch. Chip, what have you done? 26% believe in reincarnation.
Wow, 35% believe in UFOs? That's pretty high.
Guys.
Don't shut the lights
the
off.
The lights just turned off.
Stop it.
Stop
it.
No, you turned them off. We heard it. We heard the click. Everyone heard it.
Oh, you think you did?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay. Yeah. While I'd never ask you to do the math, those numbers do show that religious beliefs and paranormal beliefs are not mutually exclusive. Like 76% of people believe in God, 35% believe in UFOs. That means there are at least a handful of people who are on board with both.
Hmm.
Bring it on. I think out of the three of us, four of us in this room, four of us are on board with both. We believe in aliens and UFOs right here.
Wait, no.
Yeah. That's why we named our station Star 88.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A recent study found flu shots might be more effective if you get them in the morning. Researchers tested people's blood for antibodies from flu shots a month after they got them, and the ones who got their shots in the morning had way more, meaning they were less likely to get sick. So if you're going to get a flu shot, skip work and get it in the morning.
Really?
Guys, what day do you guys want to skip work? Heidi, put your earmuffs on. Hey.
Teo, I don't want to skip work. I like it here.
It's Teo.
Sorry.
A lawyer in good old Mississippi, play the song, choked on a piece of Popeye's chicken last year. Love that chicken. Now he's suing because they didn't give him a knife to cut it with.
He's got a case there.
Well, we found out in Albuquerque years ago that if they don't tell you the coffee's hot, that you can make millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy might have a case. He's also a lawyer. Who's ready? All you people that said I dog New Mexico all the time. According to a new study, the chubbiest state in the Union, Mississippi. My homeland.
No kidding.
Number one in diabetes, number one in just chubbiness, being overweight, and laziness. For those of you who have never heard it, when I was a kid, there was this big, great push for exercise, and it was called Let's Take a Walk, Mississippi. In the commercial, people were walking with sweet tea and lemonade, which is some of the sugariest stuff you could ever, ever drink. Effectively rendering all of the exercise completely worthless. But hey, let's take a walk, Mississippi. It makes sense.
New Mexico's ranked 24th for obesity and overweight.
There you go. Mississippi, fattest state in the union. Awful. See, I made fun of my homeland. Everybody calm down. Taylor Swift tops a new Forbes.com list of the highest paid women in music. She made $170 million over the past year.
Dude, she also won Halloween. Did you see?
Yep.
Did you see that?
She borrowed the actual
she
Deadpool,
went as Deadpool
costume
but
from
not
the movie.
Like, oh, she went to Party City. Like, she called her bro, Ryren, and was like, hey, Ryren, I want to go as you for Halloween. And he was like, okay. And she wore the actual Deadpool costume from the film.
What? Did it fit?
It looks hilarious.
I got to Google this one.
Yeah.
They must have changed it or something.
I mean, it looked baggy.
Yeah. Adele is next with $80.5 million. Gosh, T-Swift almost made $100 million more dollars than Adele last year.
Man.
Good grief. What'd you say? What'd she say? What did she say? What did she say?
We need to get her on that microphone.
Fine.
Just saying.
Heidi.
Just saying.
Get that mic. It's way up
Chip
high.
Chip said you weren't allowed to talk.
He did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
What did you say? Repeat yourself.
Just go ahead. I said I think Adele's a little bit better.
Awful. Turn her mic off.
I mean, I don't know,
You're
man.
Done.
Okay. I was 1989 was a fantastic record.
Nope, I turned your mic off.
I prefer 1909.
No, 1989 was a great record. 25, oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Deal with numbers.
Right. How did you turn your mic back on?
Sorry.
You are a witch.
You can't say that about our boss's assistant.
The lights just turned off.
What is happening?
Spooky. I only have one little bit of news left, so we should save it.
No, go. Wrap
but
it up.
It's Pokemon Go. Oh, it's giving players one of the features they've been asking for. Daily bonuses.
Go,
Nate.
Kino.
Nate Heitzik.
I haven't played that game in I don't even know how long.
No, I saw you playing it the other day.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
If you catch a Pokemon every day, you'll get 500 additional experience points, 600 Stardust, whatever that is. Sounds
what?
Like some kind of drug, Steve-O. What is that? You'll get 2,000 experience points, 2,400 Stardust. Catching a Pokemon 7 days in a row.
Okay.
If you spend the disc at a Pokestop every day, you'll get 500 experience points. More items, you'll get 2,000 experience points. And even more items for spending a Pokestop disc 7 days in a row. What is all this? What is this garbage?
Don't worry about it. You're good.
Sounds like witch magic.
Sweet update, man.
All right, we got to take a break. Stephanie has another great story for us.
I do.
Man,
they've
been great today.
Stephanie. Stevnia, get with the times. You invented it.
All right. We'll be right back.
She's walking out in traffic while she's on her game. Jumping on the brakes while we're in the fast lane. She doesn't want to call me.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Game 7 of the World Series between the Indians and Chicago Cubs.
Bill Cosby's pretrial hearing. His lawyers are trying to have sexual assault charges dismissed. They argue his eyes are so bad he can no longer identify his accusers.
Trump in Orlando.
Next Tuesday, we will have one last glorious surprise for the pundits, the politicians, and the special interests when we win and return the power back to the people.
President Obama rallying for Clinton in North Carolina and hitting the GOP hard, saying Republicans only promise more gridlock.
You've got some Republicans in Congress who are already suggesting they will impeach Hillary. She hasn't even been elected yet.
Police in Iowa are revealing more information about Scott Michael Green, the 46-year-old man arrested in the deaths of two officers in the Des Moines area overnight.
I'm a nerd.
9:37, good morning.
High today of 67 degrees. Good morning.
I like Toto's. Good morning. Let's take a look at the roads here. Accident transition ramp, I-40 West at I-25. That's right there on the Big I. Also, serious accident earlier on the west side. West Side Drive at 7 Bar Loop. and it's closed due to that accident. So don't be trying to use that road because it's closed. Central Avenue at San Pedro Drive, we've also got another accident reported. You guys be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
The live line's open, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can text the show. Tomorrow, big show. Big show.
Huge.
Friday. Lots and lots of people.
Phenomenal.
It's a huge show.
David Crowder will be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Wickham.
This is Amazing Grace.
I feel like we just had Phil on. It's weird.
Well, that's, we literally just had Phil on.
We did.
We did.
We did.
We did.
And we're going to talk about our ball we're doing. We're emceeing.
The Hacienda Ball.
Hacienda Ball.
It's going to be huge.
Man, that's coming up really quick.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Beautiful.
We haven't done anything for it. Do I have to get a suit?
Yes.
I don't have one.
Well, better get one.
How do I get one?
You might have to go to a secondhand store.
What?
I can't tell you what store because we're non-com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So figure out what secondhand
store.
Can I
borrow one?
Yes, you
can. I feel like I've lost enough weight I could fit into one.
Can I share my story?
Okay.
I almost borrow feel like Steve we need to save this for tomorrow. This is like a huge topic.
Huge.
Well, we got 20 minutes left of the show. What more do you want?
338-3700.
Go ahead. Kick it off.
Man, okay, we've all been there. We have kids. Teo has yet to experience this.
Teo.
Because, you know, little J-Dub. He'll be two.
My child is not a Jehovah's Witness.
He is not.
His name is
Johnny Danger.
And he's already enrolled in college.
J.D. J-Dub.
If he is a Jehovah's Witness, he hasn't told me.
So, Dexter, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. Sadly, I had to experience this recently. My son was turning 13 years old, and he had a list of human beings he wanted to be at his birthday party. Birthday party. Supposed to start. 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
5:30, he was already antsy. Oh, getting excited. 5:45, he's already looking out the window. 6 o'clock, it's like, it's birthday time, birthday time! Waiting. 6:03, you know kids, man, every minute that goes by, it's an eternity.
Yeah, there was
6:07, 6:10, 6:15, and he's looking at me going, you said 6 o'clock, right? Are you sure we didn't say later?
Nobody had showed up
yet. Nobody's there. Where's the Toth family?
Yeah.
They always say they're coming to my party. 6:20, no one.
Mm-hmm.
6:25, and in my heart, I'm going, what am I going to do if no one shows up to Jack's birthday party?
Oh.
How am I going to remedy this
Cry
and make
with
it still
him.
The best day ever for him? And at 6:30, people finally showed up.
Thank goodness. That's what I thought.
And he's such a good kid that he forgot about the fact that literally everybody was late. It's Sunday. The Cowboys were playing. That was pretty much all of everybody's excuse. Oh, sorry, Cowboys game. Came as soon as it was over.
Good. Well, he had a great party, I heard.
He ended up having a great party, except for you guys weren't there, even though you promised you'd be there, and you weren't there, and you still haven't given him a gift, and it's almost been a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, an Oregon mom posted an important note.
What'd she say?
Begging parents to practice a little decency after her son's birthday party ended in tears.
Oh, no.
Beautiful. I'm bad.
Kristen Lane. She's a blogger behind Life on Peanut Lane. Spelt like her last name, get it? Peanut Lane. L-A-Y-N-E. Can't really see that in radio. She promised her 9-year-old this would be his first real party with friends. You see, he was previously homeschooled before attending public school this year for the first time.
Beautiful.
So the two of them meticulously planned a special day with his new friends. He's got classmates. His favorite book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, so they prepared themed invitations.
That's one of my favorite books.
Games and a cake. Well, the mom never heard back from any of the parents, i.e. like RSVPs, but she assumed, obviously, we invited 15 people.
Wait, she never heard back?
Never heard any RSVPs.
Yeah.
Saying we'll be there.
That means no one's showing up to your party.
Shut your mouth. Can I have my music, please? Thank you.
Beautiful story, Steve-O. Let's move on.
She assumed some kids would still attend, obviously, because it's a kid's party. And, yeah, I mean... Yeah. Uh-huh. Who worries about RSVPs these days? Am I right? Same thing happened with her daughter. Her daughter's party early in the month. Nobody RSVPs anymore, so don't worry, they'll be here.
Does nobody not? They don't like this family. Nobody
Kids
likes
love,
this family.
Or they party, yeah, except the daughter's party went off without a hitch. People showed up.
Okay.
Nobody RSVPs. Well, this time it went a little differently. The party came. Where's my music? The party came and went, and not a single child bothered to show up.
Yeah!
No, no, that's... Wait, yeah, guys,
opposite,
stop dancing.
Opposite,
you too.
Opposite,
that's,
opposite.
Yeah, that's actually
sorry,
a bad thing.
I had to catch it.
Sorry about that.
Love that song, but that's a sad story.
Quote, words cannot describe the utter and complete devastation that washed over me, my husband, and my nearly 70-year-old father, who was almost brought to tears himself. Seeing my heartbroken little boy sitting all alone at his brightly decorated empty party table was more than I could take.
Oh, there he is, all alone.
Now, obviously, she was very sad, but in turn, she took the opportunity to add an important message to parents everywhere and wrote a blog about it. It's way too long because a woman wrote it, so we're not reading the
we
whole thing.
We got 20 minutes. Go.
Quote, it could have all been avoided by a simple RSVP. Via phone call, text, email, whatever. I know I will definitely never ignore these four little letters ever again. Parents or caregivers or whatever have you, please, I beg of you, do not ignore the RSVP, which we all know stands for Respond Soon, Very Personable. What does RSVP stand for?
I was like, wait, is that what it stands for?
No. No, it does not.
All right, let me look
it stands
up.
For Respond Soon, Virginia People. It was in Virginia. It started in Virginia.
It just means please reply.
No. RSVP, there's no way that means
RSVP.
Please reply.
RSVP. Repondes Silvias Plata.
Huh? Say it again.
Repondes Silvias Plat.
What is that, German?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
It's French.
Oh. Okay.
Please reply. The RSVP means please reply.
Oh.
That's what it means.
Okay.
It's French.
Well, whatever. No one RSVP'd, and her birthday party for her son was tragic. The important reminder resonated with moms and dads across the country, including many who have endured the same terrible experience. One commenter wrote, sadly, I know exactly how you feel. I have a soon-to-be 8-year-old, and he has of yet had not a major birthday party.
I have a comment.
Where kids come because of this.
My question is,
okay.
Now, I don't want to be rude. I'm not being rude at all.
Uh-huh.
Bear with me.
Uh-huh.
What if the kid just doesn't have any friends?
Okay.
But what if he doesn't?
Well, it's his first year at school. He's new.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
So how can you expect for all these kids to show up when they don't even know him?
Yeah, but he invited them all at school, and he sent out really cool invitations.
Yeah, but nobody knows him yet.
Okay.
I'm serious.
November. He started in August. August, September, October, November.
That's not very
long. There's four months.
What if he's a shy kid?
It's kids, man. Kids love cake.
All right, my next question is, when was the party? What was the date on it?
Last week. It was last week.
All right. Well, what happened last week? Was there anything that...
No, dude. Week? No. What, World Series? Halloween?
Ooh, spooky.
No! The party obviously was disappointing. His birthday eventually turned out. He got to go bowling with his family. They tried to help him forget about it. And Jeff Kinney, he's the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He actually FaceTimed the kid and gave him a virtual tour of his office.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the mom wrote a blog blasting
parents. Yeah.
To make sure an RSVP.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. What again? What if none of the parents or kids could go? That's why they did an RSVP.
Okay, dumb. RSVP means you get back to them regardless. Like how you normally...
No, it doesn't.
Not how you normally ditch us and say, I don't know, man.
I've
but then
never
you just never show.
Wait, no, here's the thing.
You get back to them. It's just courtesy. And you say, hey, I'm so sorry. We already have something that day, but thank you so much for the invite. See, I'm being polite.
I get it, but I always felt like, you know, if you just don't respond, that means you're not going.
Do you know what it actually stands for?
Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
I already went over all of it.
It means please respond.
You're supposed to reply either way.
Yeah, dude, respond.
I get that. I didn't know that until
we did this.
I don't think anybody knows what RSVP means, because before I found out, I always thought, okay, if I don't reply or if I don't, you know, tell them that I'm going, then that means I'm not going. They won't expect me to be there. Don't you think that most people out there probably feel the same way?
No.
Okay.
No. Because this mom posted this giant blog about RSVPing, and parents are coming out of the woodwork saying, yes, thank you. My kid is 9, and tragically, this happened to him. Dude, it's just a simple reply.
If you don't get a reply, though, that means they're not coming.
No, no.
Not necessarily.
No,
but
it doesn't.
I'm just saying, I feel like that's the way most people are. That they, if they don't reply,
you're taking your laziness and putting it on most people.
Uh-oh, guys, you're gonna have.
Then what is your excuse? Reply. What is your excuse on why nobody showed up? You tell me. Why did nobody show up?
Because
to this party?
It's Oregon and they're all witches. I watch Salem.
Okay, you're not. Is that a real show?
Okay. Uh-oh. Is that really a show?
Yeah.
That's, I think you mean Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But good try.
Isn't there a Salem, Oregon?
I think so. But
yeah, there is, but it's
just
not the same.
Oregon.
It's not. There's no witches in Salem,
See?
Oregon?
All right, live line?
No.
Already, people are chiming in saying they're with me. All right,
quiet,
I want
Heidi.
This. I only RSVP if we're going. I'm with Dex. I need to reply.
No, wait.
Either
Salem
way.
Witch trials.
Stop it.
We're in. Oh, Massachusetts.
Yesterday, okay. Dex had somebody say, "I'm with Dex. It's not lying if you're proving a point." So that's also the crowd we're talking about.
585 live. Okay, I want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
When you receive, like, your kid comes home from school and has, you know, a RSVP letter for a party or something.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like if you're not going to go, that
yes.
you still should
yes.
reply?
Yes.
Or that if you don't reply, that means you're not going to show up
no,
to the party?
No, dude. No. You are assuming. And you know what they say.
So far, people are with me.
Yeah. So far, one person in Farmington.
Well, you wait.
Hey, that sounded condescending towards people that live in Farmington, Steve-O. Is that another group of people you don't like?
Give me the notebook.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Record day, guys.
Record day.
Cubbies win the World Series, and I am getting fired.
The end is near.
Gosh! I think it's kind. I think it's polite, and I think we should be doing it. Are you kidding me? When we have group texts and we're like, guys, barbecue at the house this weekend, UFC, whatever.
RSVP.
People respond in that text group and say, oh, man, wish I could. Thanks. Thank you so much for the invite.
Okay.
It's just a kind reply.
What kind of invitation was this? Was it one that he just handed out to kids at his school, or was it a group text?
No, look, they planned a special day. They had themed invitations, actual invitations.
Exactly. If I receive a themed invitation saying, oh, there's a party on this day, would you guys like to attend? Here's some of the gifts that, you know, my son would like, blah, blah, blah. And if I didn't reply, I would assume that's me not going to the party, and they're going to know that I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
My son is not going to attend.
Liveline just blowing up. All right.
What do they say?
All caps. You need to respond, Dex. Number two. Ashley and I showed up to a Halloween party dressed up. Girl answered door in her pajamas saying it was canceled since no one RSVP'd.
Oh.
We RSVP now.
Oh.
Why would you assume they will show up if they don't reply? Somebody wants to know. Somebody else said hashtag I'm with Dex.
Thank you. Let's get that hashtag rolling.
They also wrote, what would Harambe do in conjunction with that? Hashtag I'm with Dex.
Now I know.
I feel bad.
I feel bad now that I haven't responded to any of the RSVPs.
Yeah, look, dude. Yes, please, people, RSVP. Don't leave me wondering. Thank you. RSVP means reply yes or send regrets.
If I ever have a party, it's much like Gatsby.
What?
Just show up. It doesn't require an invitation. I have a mansion by the lake, by the elephant butt.
We used
and
to.
And I have a party every weekend.
Can I say one thing?
It's a massive party. What?
If you're throwing a party and nobody responds to your RSVP,
yeah.
wouldn't you assume that nobody's coming?
No.
Yes.
No, because
but you just said you're supposed to reply.
You never reply. Oh. You don't reply either way. There's so many people who are like, I'm with Dex. I agree with Dex. I'm a lazy human.
That has nothing to do with being lazy.
Oh, how about this? I disagree with Dex sometimes. I don't reply, but I still always go to the party.
Still going to the party.
Kimberly, Idaho. Is ID Idaho?
Yes.
Okay. Chimed in. You always reply. Even if you can't go, it's polite. Somebody else said, I agree with Steve-O and Teo. But if I was the mom, I would have changed plans for my son.
You always have to have a backup plan.
We always respond either way. My daughter is 12 now, so she replies for her own invitations. That was also Farmington. Thank you, Farmington, one of my favorite cities.
Here's a backup plan. If this happens to you, what you do is you say, listen, we decided to move the party, and then you take them to Chuck E. Cheese.
For your birthday?
And then you say, all these kids that are playing, they're here for your birthday.
They're here for your party. Also hep. Hepatitis, okay. Potentially. And maybe the measles. Enjoy Chuck E. Cheese, everyone. Gosh, that place. It is a petri dish,
man,
of cardboard pizza and disease.
Hashtag I'm with Dex is just rolling in.
Beautiful.
It's love a, it.
It's standing not rolling on a terrible in. I'm pretty cause, sure it's 50-50.
Our girl Becca chimed in and said, if it says reply with regrets, then go for it. Otherwise, nah. Okay, listen, people. RSVP, that's what it means. Respond. Like, either way, respond, please.
Yeah,
please.
That's the original intention.
Please respond.
Respond either way.
Not RSVP means, oh, if you're going to go, please send something back.
All right, let's talk to Chip's assistant.
Okay.
And see what she has to say.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you think about this whole thing?
I really think you should respond no matter if you're going or not.
Do you just feel like yes, that's the way it should be, but before this conversation, did you understand what RSVP meant?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. See, you're 24. You don't know
anything. No, here's the truth.
Oh, my. That's mean.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, I agree with Steve-O and Teo, but I do what Dex does.
See?
That's being honest.
Somebody, Farmington replied again and said, since no one RSVPs, I follow up with them to make sure I know what their plans are. I put them on the spot. You got to tell me. So I will say this. Not a single person responded. If I was a mom, I would have been wondering, wait, maybe I sent him to the wrong address. Maybe my son didn't hand him out like he said he was going to. Maybe, whatever the reason, I would probably start calling some parents to see, wait, we got a birthday party coming up this Saturday. I want to make sure people are going to be there. So, yeah, people need to respond. But also on the mom for setting her kid up for failure. Not a single response.
Not a single.
Something fishy about that.
I like to RSVP and say that I'm coming and not show up.
That's not okay.
Yes, it is.
No.
That way they've planned for extra.
Mm.
And when people like Dex that don't do anything because they're lazy show up, inevitably there's enough food.
Gosh.
All right, well, now I know. Now I know what RSVP means.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe Doth.
Yeah. Hashtag Dex is wrong. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hashtag whatevs.
You and Becca, man. Nah.
Nah.
Bleh.
All right, good topic, Steve-O.
No.
Now we all know what RSVP means.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Respond.
I'm
soon.
Stumped.
Virginia party. I've never been to a Virginia party, but...
A what? Later. Would you say that one more time? A
Virginia party.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You've been there. I've been to one. I've been to many parties all around the world. It's incredible.
Guys, we're done with the show. It's time to go. I have a meeting with Chip.
Oh, good.
Did you RSVP?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that.
Yeah, I need to do that real
quick. You should tell him you're coming and not show up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's great. People love it.
Thank you, Liveline. 585-LIVE. You guys can continue to text us. Podcasters, you're always welcome to text us whenever you're listening. Podcast will be up in a little bit. Star 88. What's our website again?
Star 88. Oh, my gosh. Star 88.
WEATHR.com.
Go to iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion, and download the podcast. Frank Stallone was on the show this morning. Sylvester Stallone's brother. He was awesome. Tomorrow on the show, David Crowder, Phil Wickham. We're going to talk about Hacienda Ball for ABQ Heading Home. It's going to be a big show tomorrow. Anything else?
No, dude.
That guy that took a picture of this of us this morning posted it on Facebook.
Oh, good.
So now everybody will find out they can come look at us.
Yeah, if you guys would like to creep, easy, man. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Just come hang out at the windows.
All right. Chip's assistant.
What's up?
So glad you got to hang out with us.
You know her name is Heidi.
Nope, Chip's assistant.
Who are you again?
Burn.
What?
Whoa.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see you.
All we got. There ain't no more.
Right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What?
Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.